It's Monday show in the DealsInTheD.com studios with Drew, Mark, and Brandon on the Drew and Mike show. Let's see.
Limbo.
I feel like I left something upstairs, but maybe not. Damn it. I think we're okay.
What'd you
do? There's not a lot going on today, so I was kind of scrapping for things to talk about. I even listened to a couple podcasts over the weekend.
Yeah.
I checked out Mark Maron and Ray Liotta.
I mean, Maron interviewing him, or does Liotta have his own podcast?
No, Mark Maron, it's funny, these celebrity podcasts, I've been checking some of them out, they're really just interviews.
Yeah.
It's just, they interview their friends, and then I think they either run out of powerful friends, or there's something more, and, you know, Mark Maron's been doing it for a long, long time. He gets, boy, he gets good people.
Yeah, big guess.
He had Obama on.
Yeah. I checked out his Sean Penn interview on Saturday, and Sean Penn was more interesting than I thought he would be. He's annoying. Mark Maron was reading a couple passages from his book.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I've never heard anything so pretentious in my life. But I thought he made one good point, maybe a couple even, just that and Ray Liotta was sort of traversing the same territory, that movies, big movies in the 70s and 80s, you know, when we were growing up, like Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And Rocky and things like that. It was something that we all knew. Mm-hmm. Whereas nowadays it seems like there's so much entertainment out there that just there isn't, we just don't share as much as we used to as a large group. Yeah, there's too much.
I was watching CNN has been, you know how they do their decade shows?
Yeah.
They had one on last night. It was the 2000s and it was about the golden age of television. Mm-hmm. When all those shows blew up. I'm like, I remember that show, and everybody used to, like, Lost. Remember?
Yeah, Lost.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
You okay over there?
Sorry.
No, you're not.
Brandon's...
Sorry, not sorry.
Brandon's... I don't think he's suffering from his hangover as much as he was.
He seemed fine. He told me he got hammered last night.
Yeah.
When I get hungover, it seems like I suffer for a while, and then, then I'm just sort of giddy. I don't know. I'm, like, giddy, sleepy, out of it.
This morning was the worst hangover I've probably had in years and years and years.
Really?
Yeah, I went to a wedding last night and just, you know, instead of going in there with a game plan where I'm just going to drink beer or I'm only going to drink liquor or something.
A game plan.
Yeah, they had individuals walking around with, like, you know, trays full of drinks. So I just kept grabbing whatever was there. And so I ended up mixing a whole bunch of different things. And
so it was their fault.
That's worse than a lack of a game plan. That's just madness.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was overserved.
And then tequila ended up showing up. And I do have a great designated driver right now, my wife.
Oh, yeah.
And so she ended up driving me and another friend home, and I had to have her stop right in the middle of Livernois so I could vomit all over it.
All right. Anybody see Brandon puking on Livernois?
So I would think that it would be hard for a pregnant woman not to harshly judge her husband when he gets that bombed.
No, she was great about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you say you passed out nude in the hallway?
I don't know. I think I blacked out by the time we got home.
I feel like some of this she had to not really enjoy.
Yeah, I'm sure she was yelling at me last night.
Ambulatory? Could you walk?
I don't remember.
Well, it's not like she had to carry you.
What was she yelling at you about?
I.
Not that you didn't deserve it.
I really don't.
Actual audio of Kristen?
The tequila made me do it!
No, she was actually really great this morning. I mean, I slept in because I was so hung over, and I don't know, she was very nice. She made me breakfast and everything.
Well, she nursed you back to health.
Yes.
Wow, motherly instincts.
That's a pretty cool wife.
Yeah.
How's Bill doing?
Bill's fine, thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wasn't traumatized?
No. Wasn't traumatized. I know where you're going with this.
I was having you wanted you to repeat what you told me earlier.
I'm not sure where that was going. Where was that going? I don't know this part.
Kristen told me that Bill was traumatized because I was nude last night. No, I don't really recall. in the hallway.
Well, that would be confusing for Bill to have a nude person that he depends on.
Great wedding.
You drank a lot.
Great wedding. It was at the...
nice shift.
We're talking about the wedding. Nobody cares
about
the
wedding. Nobody asked
about
the wedding. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about
it. Nobody cares about the wedding.
It was at the Birmingham Golf Club.
Yeah? That's where you got really hammered, so you freaked your dog out?
Do you think maybe there's anyone at the Birmingham Country Club that maybe is aware of your misbehavior?
No. I don't think so. Everybody there was getting bombed. It was great.
You should have taken a dump on that Corvette.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell that story.
There was a brand new Corvette that pulled up. Real nice, sharp looking one. And and this couple gets out, and the valet guy comes over, and he mentioned, if you want to go to that area, you should probably park in that parking lot over there. And the woman just goes, we're leaving the car here. And she just bolted.
Bitch.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah, basically saying, you figure it out. But I love that course, man. I wish I could golf there, but I don't have a membership.
Not anymore. There's a your face with a circle slash through it.
I wonder if they made her deal with where the car was when she wanted to leave. As in, it's weird. We don't know where your car is. Where'd you valet it, lady?
No, they actually parked it right in the front, so it was visible to everybody. I if anybody wants to give me $60,000 to join that club,
that's ridiculous.
That'd be great.
Is that what it costs? $60,000?
Yeah, it's the initial fee. $6,600 a year.
Well.
Yeah. A Corvette. By the way, Corvette, great car. I think they're really cool. Is that one where you just go, we're leaving it here?
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
Yeah, my father-in-law's got one. He's not like that.
Yeah. Well, that aside, most of the people that own Corvettes wouldn't pull something like that. But
I definitely have an attitude about Corvette owners, and that story did not help. Because when I was just out of college and I was working in Martinsville, Virginia, small town, working for a paper company in sales, and I lived with this guy who knew a friend of mine I played baseball with. It was not hot. Although he used to bring a lot of girls home. Anyway, we had a neighbor who was a cop. And, you know, I never really lived near a cop before. Mm-hmm. But he's a nice guy. He's like,
hey, I'm a police officer.
It was just his job. I didn't think much about it, except that he had a Corvette and he always parked across two lanes. So no one
I'm a cop, you idiot!
Could ever open their door on his Corvette. Oh, and then my roommate got a year-old Buick Skylark, and he started doing the same thing. I swear to God.
You know, it seemed legal.
Well,
love that car.
The cop was doing it.
Yeah.
It's just that it's a Buick Skylark.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything around here, right?
Right.
Oh, people.
I was driving on the highway yesterday, and coming out from nowhere was a Lamborghini, which is just a great car. I think Lambos are just really cool looking. And I was telling Julius, man.
Call them Lambos unless you own one. By the way, did you see Cardi B and Offset bought twin Lambos?
Cool.
Yeah, one was green and one's blue, and they took a picture and posted it on social media.
That makes me not want to have one now.
I thought that was just so pretentious. Fans want to see their new matching Lambos or unmatching Lambos?
Probably. They want to see everything they spend their money on.
I'm going to burn up the rubber with my Lamborghini.
But I thought it was, a couple of things. I was telling Julia, like, if I had all the money in the world, I'd buy one. She goes, you wouldn't even be able to get in that thing because it's like 4 feet off the ground. They're so low.
Yeah, they're very, very short.
But it was in traffic, so he couldn't open it up. What's the point of having that expensive of a car unless you can drive it around a track or some road
course? Show everybody that you can afford that car.
Right.
Wouldn't you want a fancy luxury car then?
I think you're not. That makes you cooler, though, if you have a Lambo. Because you can open it up, even though
I'm going to burn up the rubber with my Lamborghini.
I might have said that about 3,000 times, too, while I was driving around.
In some circles, this is considered a piece of automotive art.
It reminds
me. Gorgeous car, though.
The post of Offset and Cardi B. I can't believe I know these people's names.
I can't believe you do either.
There was a post yesterday.
Where do they put the baby seat in a Lambo? seriously, they have a kid now.
I think you give up babies for adoption so they don't have to go in the Lambo.
I mean, shouldn't
that what they do?
Wouldn't it be cooler if they had a minivan? Cardi B and Offset driving around?
Yeah, in a way, yeah. I think it would be. I think it's almost cliche that they have that. I'm looking for
So what were you going to say about them, though?
There was something yesterday about... Oh, God, I wrote it down. Oh, Fadi Fawaz, George Michael's
love. Oh, he's very angry.
Yeah, he posted on I think it's on Instagram, George, I hate you.
He's dead. He can't hear you.
I guess he's on social media.
That's a great name.
Because they just... Apparently, the final reading of George Michael's will, he left no money to Fadi Fawaz.
Well, now we know why Fawaz was involved in that relationship.
And, I mean, it's this really incredibly nasty post about how horrible a human being George Michael was and the horrible people that were around. I mean, it's just, it's so stupid. It's like, what does he prove? He's just trying to destroy George Michael, which, by the way, his fans aren't going to give a fuck. No. They're going to think he's an asshole, which he is.
Get out of here, Fawaz. Who else? Whoa. Who else was in the will? Like, who got all of his stuff?
His sisters, his charities.
Well, then why does Fawaz? I mean, that's nice. Give it to whoever he wants.
I guess he thinks since he took it in the ass that he should take some money.
is that how it
if
works?
He didn't want it in the ass, he shouldn't have.
He should have gotten it while he was alive then.
Yeah, he should have demanded the money every time.
That's pretty bad.
I have a feeling he liked it in the ass, so I don't know what that's all about.
It's a terrible bass cover, not enough bass.
So, okay, let me do this. Zot M59 Dodge Rams 2018 summer clearance events in full effect at dealsinthed.com. Zot Dodge Ram's summer clearance event is your absolute last chance to purchase or lease the 2018 Ram truck of your dreams. Plus, swing in before the end of the month. Zot Dodge Ram will give you a $25 gift card just for test driving one of their sweet-ass new Ram trucks. More importantly, after test drive and pocketing your $25 gift card, you can lease a new 18 Dodge Ram Bighorn 4x4.
That's my dream truck, man. It's just, that's what I like.
And at $169 a month, a Dodge Ram Bighorn 4x4? How about that? $169. If you prefer to buy one of the last 18 Ram Bighorns on the planet, then be prepared to save over $13,000 on your purchase. Remember, Zot Dodge Ram still has a massive selection of these trucks in stock, and the competition does not. Go surf the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. If we were on Facebook right now,
I drive a Dodge Stratus!
Drew in Prudential Security would be sponsoring. I thought I mentioned that because Drew sent me a text. I guess he's got a couple calls.
Yeah.
Already he's very happy. So...
I know who you are. We're friends on Facebook.
But we're not on Facebook.
Oh, my God, the Detroiters. Are you watching it yet?
I saw it was on my list, and I almost watched it. I'm still not happy that we're not allowed in the show.
Yeah, get over it, because the last episode was fucking hilarious.
I'm not getting over it. I think killing it's bullshit.
Ah, man, hilarious.
How can they grow up when they grew up and
I know.
Not... How can that be? That's like the bullseye. That's the one. It's like, oh, it finally happened.
I don't know. And maybe they know that you're bummed out about it, so they refuse to acknowledge it.
Oh, they don't know. They,
hey, this is Sam Richardson from Detroiters, and you're listening to the Drew and Mike podcast in Detroit, my hometown.
They would say, who the fuck is that? He didn't know us.
No,
he absolutely did not know us. Not even an iota of recognition. It was like he was talking to you. It was like, oh, there's a new show in Detroit. Yeah, my hometown. Cool. It's all about me.
They've parodied so many different commercials. You would think they would parody the mouth commercial that Riff did.
That's probably before their time. But there was the guy
time.
In the bathroom.
There's no
laughing
way.
In the bathroom stall.
Yeah. There's no way that was before their time. I remember it.
The mouth?
I'm a hot piece of ass. Perfect 10. Girls want to bang me and guys want to be me being banged by them.
They're late 30s. I think they would. Not. They might have heard of it.
The remake.
They hate us. Obviously.
Clearly. Clearly. Ugh.
They have no idea. They have no idea who
Sorry.
We are.
Sorry. Sad face.
Diva is what Greg Roche is doing a lot of, and women are very happy if you just watch the... If you're interested in Diva and you go online, just watch the conference with the five girls talking about all the wonderful effects. Their sex lives are great. Their continence is great. Is continence the opposite of incontinence? If you're not incontinent, you're continent.
Yeah, why not?
Is that the second definition of continent? The first one being
you
the seven
landmass.
I'm just asking. I don't know. It's a weird
I don't
concept.
Know.
Anyway, they talk about how wonderful they feel and what a simple procedure it is too. I mean, you can have sex after 48 hours, and women return to work and normal activities. So it's not a big deal. And there's, they say there's a there are a lot of wonderful effects. It's done with lasers. It's painless. It's something a lot of women who felt there was no hope for certain problems, including lack of interest in sex or incontinence caused by multiple pregnancies or even by one or by all the issues that can cause that. This may be the answer for you. And women just swear by the results. They're absolutely delighted.
There's no word as continence.
There isn't just incontinence. What a negative word.
Lack of voluntary control over urination and defecation.
I'm not happy about that. I think we should change that. Can we work on Webster's?
Sure.
We have continence with a C-E. It's not with a T.
No.
I just thought of that. And then, of course, boobs.
Can't understand a word.
Always boobs. Lots of boobs. Any size boobs. Dr. Roche can make it happen. And all the many myriad other things they do.
Charlotte told Julie to get fake boobs.
I want to squeeze them.
What? Really?
So, I don't know. We were talking about music, and how did it come up?
Your boobs are huge.
We started talking about Amy Winehouse, so we were playing Amy Winehouse. And for some, I don't know how Charlotte ever, she's 4 and a half, knows that Amy Winehouse is dead. She knows she's dead.
Wow.
And so she's like, how did she die? And we said, well, she was very sick. And she goes, what was she sick of? And Julie and I look at each other like, how do you explain this?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
And, and so we said, well, she drank too much and didn't eat, and that really killed her. I don't know.
She smoked crack around the clock,
too.
Well,
I didn't want to have to start talking and explaining crack.
Well, you're talking about drinking. Why not?
Well, she knows what drinking is. She didn't know what crack was. And so she was
every time we play a song, by the way, I'm looking at some fat-ass bass player.
Because he rocks
every single song.
So we start talking, that's why she was so skinny, because she drank too much, never ate, and Julie mentioned that she had fake boobs, though. So then we had to explain that sometimes people get fake boobs. She goes, Mama, you should get fake boobs.
We'll see.
And I go, oh, yeah, you should, Mom. How big? And Char goes, this big. I go, that's not really big. And so Char goes like that.
They're fake, baby.
Hands
now
about.
Now we're talking.
That would be about double D cup.
Of course, the one thing that sticks in the entire conversation.
Poor child.
Kids are pretty smart.
Oh, they are sponges, aren't they?
Call Dr. Roche for a consult, 248-338-1110, or for Diva, or for any of the great things they do, 248-338-1110. Probably something you'll think about, and then one day you'll call. Or go to the website and look at pictures, just to sort of, interest yourself. DRROCHE.
So I showed her, Amy Winehouse Live, and I showed her, the Rolling Stones when they perform with Lady Gaga.
Oh,
Gimme Shelter, and they did Gimme Shelter also with Fergie. She was kind of into that, but then she'd rather just see all her stupid little kid songs instead. Like, really? That music sucks, man.
She's 4 and a half.
I know, but I think she
was looking
like
for a good kid hook.
I know. She just would rather see cartoons than real people singing.
Stan called us back. Canada Stan.
Look at that picture. TV that Brandon pulled up.
Oh, wait. I put my glasses on.
It's Amy Winehouse, Spread Eagle.
Wow, I was looking for those fakes.
She did a nude?
That seems about right. Let me see. you know that's not her?
I mean, it's going to be skanky if she does it.
There's not enough tattoos.
Oh, that was at her on the beach?
Oh, God, is she gross.
Yeah,
she is gross. She
a
was
lot of
gross.
Paparazzi picked up on her because she was so wasted that her boobs would fall. Her face here. She's so...
What a mess.
She's
mess.
So drunk or something.
God.
Oh, that performance where she's all messed up.
Ugh.
That documentary is running a lot on... Or not running a lot, but they've pushed it up to the top on Netflix.
I noticed... it's up
really
at the top. It's on demand. It's close to the top, too. Because is that her?
No.
Sure.
It's just some lookalike, I guess.
There's no tattoos on that lady. Yeah.
That's not her. Would you stop putting just random nude people
spread,
that look like
totally
Amy Winehouse up there?
All right, sorry.
Concentrate.
Let's focus.
I feel Stan. So yeah. Sorry for Amy Winehouse's mother, who tried so hard to get this person in help. And, once you're a star, and Demi Lovato, you're seeing the same thing now.
Yeah.
They're just
they're trying to help
so many
somebody.
Worlds surrounding this person. And plus, both of them, I know there's all this sympathy for Amy Winehouse and for Demi Lovato, but I got to tell you, I think they have to bear just a tiny bit of responsibility for themselves at the age of 26, 25, 24, 27, whatever.
The actual individual?
Yeah.
Of course.
But no one does. It's all, oh, poor Demi. Oh, poor Amy.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, think about the people that...
Am I wrong about that, though? Isn't the coverage, oh, my gosh, this poor girl needs help? And
yeah, well, no, that's what we were saying the other day. If you or I... you know, went on a bender and had to go to rehab like that.
Couldn't perform our jobs or whatever. I mean,
shit.
You know, I think there should be some sympathy, but I don't think it should be entire 105,000% sympathy. I think at a certain point you go, you know what, that person needs to get their shit together.
It's odd that the people that have the most resources and the most people trying to help them because there's some financial incentive to help that person get the most sympathy. I mean, at some point, they have to want to get better.
Well, people that don't have those kind of resources, they're allowed to just completely crumble and hit bottom. And everyone goes,
fuck that guy. I know, they go,
fuck him. Yeah. And they have to pick themselves up by the bootstraps, and a lot of them do. And to be honest, I'm more impressed when someone like that does than Demi Lovato, who gets 12 days in the hospital. Oh! And the whole world going, oh, my God, she's so sick.
She's been so open about it.
I know.
About her struggles.
And her song about breaking her sobriety. Oh, my God. I was so emotional. Then she forgot the words of the song like three nights later.
She was hammered.
I was reading today about, this circle of people who were, what did they call them? Not vultures, but.
Parasites?
Yeah.
Wilmer Valderrama.
Something in that. Yeah. No, not him.
Wilmer's.
He's a pussy parasite. These were like party parasites who, you know, just enveloped their world, and all of a sudden all the important people, the sober coach and the life coach, were crowded out.
But she could have gotten rid of them.
I know. Of course she could. And she knows, too. She's not dumb. She's 26. Oh, these people want to party. They don't really have my best interest at heart. But no, she wants to party, too.
Here's a parallel. Does anybody
feel, I hope your party sucks.
Does anybody feel bad for Johnny Depp? I mean, he's surrounded
he's
by parasites
years
that
old.
He won't tell them to go or leave. And he's a total mess. No one feels bad for him.
I think he's old enough that he's really sort of out of excuses at this point.
But that goes to the point. Yeah, maybe some sympathy, but
Johnny Depp has celebrated being a party animal, and so I think
so is Demi.
No, she hasn't. She acts like it's in her case. It's always a disease. It's something that struck her. Whereas Johnny Depp, I think more chose
it. Benefits her, like her videos.
Well, yeah, her songs. I'm sober. I'm not sober. Whatever it is. I know I'm coming across as being very insensitive. I just, the way it's being covered, it really bothers me.
It's because she's a
dick!
I really think it's because she's a young, attractive female.
That she gets the great...
That she gets a lot of sympathy.
Yeah, probably. Although, it seems that addiction gets a lot of sympathy now, whereas it didn't used to. It does. It used to be more interesting and edgy. Now it's more, oh, that poor person...
Well, I mean, yeah.
They got taken down.
People should recognize it as a disease, but I don't think anybody has any sympathy for the regular Joe that gets addicted.
Not really. No, because they, you know, with Demi Lovato, there's all these people cleaning up after her. So she never really causes any damage. Everybody gets paid.
Yeah.
She shows up for the concert. Hey, she's fucked up, but she's still making it out there every night. Yeah, so that's cool.
As long as she's making money.
But, you know, the guy that's got a wife and a couple kids and he's losing job after job...
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
There's not a lot of sympathy for that guy.
Nope.
Speaking of...
You had mentioned Stan.
Yeah, Stanley.
We had gotten...
Stanley.
Bullshit.
We'd gotten a call back from him over the weekend.
Drop.
He had... His message was, this is Stan, the CFL analyst. Call me back.
What if he turned this into a major career and he was on, like... Whatever their equivalent to Monday Night Football is.
Here.
I think he'd be good.
Be great.
I know.
I like the way he speaks with authority. I got to get my drink if you want to dial him up.
Well, yes.
And the reason to call him is Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, debuted with the Alouettes. And he had a great debut.
It was bullshit.
Here's some highlights.
His ability to
just
extend the play a little bit, and that... is a nightmare for
defense. They're already down 21-0, so maybe that's the reason that he pushes it so much.
First and 10 from near his 50. Here's the blitz, man.
Look at Johnny Football run around. Like the old Johnny Football.
Johnny tossing it out.
And then gets picked off.
I saw a little bit of this game. Which is really? I did. It was a total
Jamal
accident.
Roll, and Manziel shows that magic.
And look what he's doing. He's having Americans watch the CFL.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats must love a little too much.
It was on ESPN.
ESPN 2, yeah. Well, I get why. I mean, he's kind of a train wreck.
Yeah.
Montreal's like apparently a really terrible team.
When he throws his fourth first half interception, though, the train wreck loses a lot of interest.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost 50-11.
I'm just going to say the first interception, not his fault.
No, I think a couple of them weren't really terribly his fault, but he looks really rusty. You know,
he hasn't played in how long?
2 years out of the league, 2 years out of football, and he didn't play much the 2 years before. He's 5 years out of college. I mean, he's played like, I think, 12 games in 4 years.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe it's a few more than that.
Maybe he redeemed himself on this play.
Go ahead and go for it on third down here.
One of that bipolar medicine's fucking his game up.
It's making him make bad decisions.
He doesn't have the highs.
Sometimes he's Fran Tarkenton. The other times he's...
He's stuck in the middle.
Oh, that was a terrible interception.
There's a couple pretty bad ones.
Way underthrown. He was forcing it. They were going for it on third down. Oh, he made the tackle on the interception. That's pretty cool. I feel like I'm watching a high school game.
Looked like there were a lot of empty seats. It just looks so minor league.
Well, they are a terrible team.
So. And by the way, every story about him.
Hi, you have reached 2-5.
Hamilton, by the way, best in the CFL at defending the red zone in the early season.
Stan will call back, I think.
I'm on pins and needles, see what happens here.
Did you leave him a message, Brandon?
Coming down to 4.
Yeah.
Retreats.
Oh, what a terrible pick.
Oh,
so underthrown.
Mike Daly has it.
I'm sure he's taking it.
Why?
Stride.
Why would he be on his game? I mean, because he's in a lower league, I guess, maybe?
Yeah, but
I'm not sure he's looked good in a college game right now.
No.
Mm-mm. He's been partying his ass off for 2 years, and all of a sudden he says, I'm bipolar. Everything's okay. He's 25, 26. No.
It depends on what college. He couldn't go at A&M and play right now.
I can't imagine this guy in the NFL. I can't even imagine.
He'll never be in the NFL.
So, I find myself saying, why are we talking about this dope? Because, honestly, when he was out there partying and fucking up, I was interested in him. It's like, wow, what's he done now?
Yeah.
But now that he's on the football, playing mediocre football, I'm totally bored by him.
Yeah. Go get some football! Go fuck up again, Johnny. Then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, when he's running $30,000 night places and trashing them, it's like, oh, my God, look at Manziel. Oh, my God, he was in Vegas the night before an NFL game. Wow.
Go do something, Billy. Let's bring
he's
Billy.
He's wearing a
Billy,
wig
Billy
and using
Vegas
an alias.
Yeah. Billy Manziel. That's when he was interesting. He's such a dick.
Let's see. You know what I was going to do? Is today's an interesting...
Did you know Demi Lovato broke her silence today?
What'd she say?
She posted an open letter on social media.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
where is it?
What I've learned is this is an illness that is not something that disappears or fades with time.
Oh, you just figured that out?
Yeah.
Oh, very good, Demi.
Especially if you like partying. It's something I must continue to overcome, and I have not done yet. She goes on to thank God for keeping her alive through the ordeal. What about the paramedics?
And the Narcan.
Yeah. Her fans.
God's like,
yeah.
Don't drag me into this.
My friend with their Narcan. I'm still blown away that a friend had Narcan. Her fans for their love and support, and the staff at Cedars-Sinai for nursing her back. It took them 12 days.
Nursing her's right. Jesus.
She finishes by saying, I now need time to heal and focus on my sobriety.
Okay, go away.
I will keep fighting.
Something tells me she'll continue to post on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, she's going to keep fighting.
Well, in the last couple days, there was a story about how she really doesn't like all this attention on her and people talking about her sobriety. And
you talked about it. She talked about it first.
I know. She did a documentary about it.
You opened that door. You're welcoming it all in.
She has two documentaries. She's 26 years old. What the fuck is there to document?
Her next party.
And we'll know her sobriety will be documented, I'm sure.
Good for her. Good for you.
Yeah. So today is April the 5th, or August the 5th.
Well,
Good for you.
And that means that today it is, let's see, 56 years since Marilyn Monroe died. Isn't it amazing that her name still even, that anyone even talks about
Marilyn
her?
Monroe?
Yeah. Yeah. And they posted that picture of her and JFK. Do you know the picture I'm talking about?
No.
She's wearing this skin-tight dress.
Is that from the birthday?
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
Gone too soon, clearly, at 36. She'd be 92 now. She'd be an old hag. She'd be pretty miserable.
Gross.
And she'd be hammered. But yeah, 36 years ago, died of an overdose of barbiturates and alcohol. And I don't know why they posted that story about Joe DiMaggio blamed the Kennedys.
Somebody's writing a book.
He always did. That's kind of old news, but the Kennedys definitely were not a good influence in her life. I think that's pretty clear. John, JFK, banging the hell out of her. He's president. I mean, that Kinison bit about, you know, you got your finger on the trigger, you're banging Marilyn Monroe. You know, how good is this? How much better can it get?
She was a willing participant.
She was, but she was a mess, and she's calling the White House switchboard, Ms. Chandler! And so, of course, Mr. President, Marilyn Monroe's calling really wasted to the White House switchboard, and could you? So he sends Robert Bobby Kennedy out to fix it, who immediately nails her. I got the attention off you, John.
That's how he
fixes plugged her
things.
A couple times, and she's calling me every 5 minutes.
That's how he fixes things.
And rumor is, and this was just in the news too, it's like, how much news about Marilyn Monroe can there be? Anyway, the story was that RFK knocked her up.
What?
Yeah.
Look how often he knocked up his wife.
That's 10 times, yeah. I think she was pregnant when he died.
Yeah.
And he was banging
believable.
Jackie, too.
That's very, very believable.
Yeah, I don't know if she was pregnant when she died. I think she acknowledges having five abortions, or she acknowledged having five abortions.
Bareback, baby. No Jimmy.
Never
raw dog.
Condom. But anyway, so yeah, that was 56 years ago today. And then 72, Aerosmith signed with CBS for $125,000. I guess that was a lot in 72.
In his Aerosmith band.
1975. Sandy West and Joan Jett formed the first all-girl heavy rock band, The Runaways, with Kim Fowley's help. 1978, Miss You, The Rolling Stones, was the number one record in the world. Boy, it's funny. Every time I hear that song, I do think of the summer of 78. I don't know what it is about a summer song, but that was definitely the summer song that summer. And Some Girls was such a great record. And they were on tour, too. They played Soldier Field that summer and all those other big joints. 1979, Def Leppard signed for $180,000. And then 83, David Crosby was sentenced to 5 years for cocaine and weapons.
Sucks.
What a mess he was. Still is kind of a mess, it sounds like. 84, Born in the USA tour was in the Meadowlands. Bruce is playing the first of 10 shows there.
Bruce.
And then in 2000, police were called to Gary Glitter's home after a crowd gathered and was chanting outside. I guess
were they chanting?
Like,
hey! Hey! Is that what they were chanting?
No more child molestation.
Hey!
2007, DNA testing was done on 12 people who claimed James Brown was their father. Results were revealed August the 5th, 2007, that two of them were offspring.
Oh, wow.
Two out of 12. So they batted 167 as a group.
Not bad.
Let's talk about some music.
2008, songwriter Robert Hazard died. He wrote Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And
this is a man's world.
I didn't know a guy wrote that song.
Yeah, I know. I knew Cyndi Lauper. I think she co-wrote or tri-wrote a lot of her songs. God. She did some covers too. Money Changes Everything was a cover.
Great, great video.
Is that me?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I just looked at the screen, Brandon. It's our man, Constantine, with another bass cover. Constantine, the superior bass cover brewer. I do like his laid-back attitude when he plays
these songs. His body never moves.
No, he's just kind of a blob.
His studio's cool. He's got guitars hanging all over.
He teaches how to play bass guitar.
He should probably be the picture for the show today. As many bass covers as we play on the show.
People love them. Speaking of YouTube rockers, I got a message back from that rocker.
Oh, the one that was playing the senior center?
Yeah. It's a minute 45 video on YouTube, and it's just titled, Greg Lynn Shredding a Senior Living Center.
He is so over-rocking, it's ridiculous.
The wild cat is growl.
What's this guitar?
The riders were approaching, and Greg Lynn began to howl.
Rules, man. So it's just the courtyard of a senior living center, and older people are sitting there, and this one lady who dominates the video is walking with her walker, and she goes to sit down.
She takes about 30 seconds to sit down.
Meanwhile, he's standing on top of the fire pit now.
Yeah, he leaps up there.
She's still not in her seat yet. And by the way, she is sitting right next to one of these speakers. He's pretty good.
He's good, but why is he playing there? Let's dial him up.
So I sent him a message. Oh, the lady. Okay, so this lady tries to sit down and falls down.
Yeah, which immediately gets... Well, it takes about 20 seconds, and everyone realizes she's fallen. And it takes another hour to get her up.
And he is, meanwhile, just shredding. And he puts something on the video that says, don't worry, she's okay.
That's it. Like a note.
So I sent him a message to see if we could call him, and he wrote back, sure, man, what time? And he gives me his phone number, and it spells out F-U-C-K in the phone. Like, he wrote it. And he goes, I was in my 20s. He said I could pick my last four numbers.
Oh, brother.
I love this dude. You seem dubious.
I just think he over rocks. I mean, know the audience,
no
dude.
No such thing.
Know the room.
Fuck it.
Maybe that guy, senior center wanted to rock. I'm printing out the number.
The people look pretty, I mean, they're not covering their ears, which surprises me.
Well, they can't hear. They're like 90.
I guess that's the advantage to over rocking at a senior center is that nobody can hear.
Can you hear me?
It's just ludicrous seeing this courtyard of old people and him just shredding. Oh, wait, it looks like he rocked out other times.
His number.
What is this? Yacht Stock After Party Preview?
What's his name?
Oh, boy. Greg. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in this crowd, and he's throwing out T-shirts. And he's standing on a table shredding. Once again, they're all about 60, 70 years old. I don't know, I kind of dig this guy.
It might be the worst case of overrocking I've seen since Taylor Swift. She invited
what?
Sean Colvin on stage.
Who?
Sean Colvin. Remember Sonny Came Home?
Oh.
She won a few Grammys. She was hot for like a minute.
Yeah.
But she's actually, I thought she was pretty good actually. I think she wrote some nice songs. Anyway. She invites her out on stage. Sean Colvin's, you know, 100 years old. Actually, she's probably 60 or maybe a little less. And they're doing Sean Colvin's song. And Taylor Swift is just rocking like a mad woman on an acoustic guitar. And Sean Colvin's just strumming and singing her song. And the crowd's, of course, reacting to Taylor Swift.
Oh, no. Well, it's all about her.
Who demands the crowd, of course, give her a ridiculous ovation because they didn't.
Doesn't Swift do this a lot where she brings...
Yeah, I guess so. I sort of deep dove because I thought it was so stupid.
This guy's phone number. I was in my 20s.
I know. Ooh, he's in a contest 30 seconds to shred. This guy just likes shredding anywhere and everywhere, man.
Well, does he ever shred anywhere that people who want to see him shred
when there's
can
people
watch?
There? No, every time he shreds, nobody is around. He's got another video where he's shredding at Guitar Center, and there's nobody in there. This is another one of his videos.
What's up?
Is this Greg the Shredder?
Rock and roll, man. Greg Lynn, how you doing, man?
Greg, it's Drew.
Rock and roll, how you doing, man?
Good. Mark's here. Brandon is here. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really good, man. Doing very good. Very good.
Man, we were just watching the video of you shred at the senior center. Dude.
That's pretty crazy, man.
What's up with it? I think, has anyone
There's a lot going on in 2 minutes in that video.
Has anyone suggested that maybe you're over-rocking a little bit for that crowd?
Oh, I over-rock everything. If you know your limits and ignore them. It's really simple. Absolutely. No, burn it up, man. Burn it up at all times. I can promise you, I win them ahead of time. Like, okay, let me give you the backstory. So my grandmother lives there.
Can we see her in this video? Please don't tell me she's wearing pink.
No. Okay. My grandmother is not on camera.
Okay.
But so my grandmother fell, broke her hip in two places, and so she's been there for almost.
Was she rocking when she did that? Was she rocking too hard?
Oh, she loved the performance. She loved it, of course. Now she's. I used to play in a cover band about 10 years ago, up and down the Jersey Shore and stuff, and she would come out to see us play New Year's Eve and stuff. Like, she's on board. That's not a problem.
Okay, but, so she lives there.
She lives there, and so yeah, so I was in the lobby. Everyone's like hanging out in the lobby that one day, and there's a piano in the lobby, and I just kind of thought I'd be a goof, and I grabbed the piano, and I was playing terribly, and I'm acting like a lounge singer, like, "Hey, sing it if you know it. Oh yeah, como va?" You know, like I'm just, you know.
They probably love that.
That sounds a little more appropriate than the shredding you were doing in the
of course, of course. Area. Well, appropriate. I usually avoid appropriate as at all costs, but yeah, no, and so. So, yeah, so, like, somebody, like a resident just kind of piped up and just said, you should play here sometime. And I'm like, all right. So I got the phone number, and I met the woman who was in charge of activities and all that. And I just presented myself as a grandson of a resident, and I said that residents have been asked if I would play here sometime. And much to my surprise, without hearing a demo or anything, she just picked out a date, and I was like, yeah, that works.
Well, there's not.
And that was that.
Greg, there's not a ton of people that are looking to perform, you know, for 30 seniors. I mean.
I'll play anywhere. I'll play a funeral or a library. I don't care.
I think it's great.
Doesn't matter to me, man.
No, it's totally cool.
A library.
But it seems like,
I'm
just saying.
By the way, I play that library. I'll play that same show, too. So I'm just. Anyway, though.
I mean, wouldn't it have been kind of cool if maybe you played some acoustic and something that they knew instead of just
over-rocking? I don't own an acoustic. I do not. Does not match my personality whatsoever.
Did you tell the lady at the senior center that, by the way, I rock hard, lady?
Oh, no. Oh, I warned her thoroughly. I said, look, I don't own an acoustic. This isn't going to be some campfire kumbaya. I am heavily influenced by Steve Vai, Frank Marino, Mahogany Rush. Very big fan of him. Zach Wild.
You have an acoustic, and the other senior center video, you have an acoustic where you're playing Richie Havens.
Oh, yeah, that video. Okay, someone's done the research. That was
Wait, hold on. We'll listen to you, Greg.
Let's see how many people I can count in the audience. Zero. Where is everybody?
Exactly.
I mean, you're good. You can play.
Yeah, you got a better crowd for when he's shredding, actually.
There's a woman behind the counter at the desk, and I'm playing for her, and that's pretty much it. Off camera, there was one person off to the side. They were off camera.
I did notice that when you were shredding that no one left. I mean,
well,
nobody, I know, I'm surprised with that, too.
Nobody covered their ears. No one left. It did seem, though, when the lady fell, when she sat down, you kept shredding away, and then there's people attending to her. And then you turned around. Did you notice that she was on the ground?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no. Yeah, when the song was over, I turned around, and I just saw, like, five or six people surrounding by these feet on the ground. I'm like, oh, that's not good. And so the first thing I said was, in fact, I was editing the full performance this morning. I'm going to put that on YouTube as soon as I can.
What, the full show? The whole performance is going on?
Dude, I played about 80 minutes. I played about 80 minutes.
What was the
non-stop, dude.
Shredder.
Dude, I played the Top Gun theme song. I played Crossroads by Cream.
Nice.
I played Johnny B. Good. I played Jessica by Allman Brothers. I played the Shaft theme song by Isaac Hayes.
Cool. Most applause. What song got the most applause, Greg?
I'll admit the lighter ones probably got more applause, like Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond and stuff like that probably got more. Margaritaville got much more applause than.
Wait, what's the line, Sweet Caroline?
Da, da, da.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Touching you, touching me. Yeah.
Wait.
Sweet Caroline.
Isn't there some nasty line like the Billy Idol song in Sweet Caroline? Was it Caroline?
Oh, maybe. If there's a nasty line in Sweet Caroline, I probably didn't sing it. Although, I'll admit, I think the lyric warm, touching warm is really kind of creepy and gross by my standards. Warm, touching warm. Like, that's really kind of like a serial killer would say that. Like, that's really... Greg, that's really, like, off the charts.
I feel like I'm talking to Nuge right now.
A little bit. Well, that's an honor for him.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? Nuge is he's a PR guitar player as well.
Nuge Wales.
Of course.
Nuge would over rock at a senior center.
Absolutely.
Do you stop playing when this lady fell? Did you stop playing?
No.
Oh, you kept shredding.
No, I don't stop. No, never stop. All no, right. Nothing can stop the freight train. But no, the song was
Greg, if you were shredding at Jonestown, Guyana, as the people were drinking Kool-Aid and falling to the ground, would you keep shredding?
The show must go on. Absolutely. The guys in the Titanic kept playing, didn't they? I'm just saying, right?
So we hear, yeah. I guess so.
Hey, look, I tell you this. Like, I had a couple of radio interviews on Friday in South Florida.
Late to the party again.
That's all right. That's okay. Dude, it's fine. It's perfectly fine.
Okay. This video's been late to the party.
This video's been for almost a month now, so it's okay.
It says 1 week ago, but that's fine.
God damn it. We're a month late?
But in terms of keeping on playing, hey, man, I don't want to make this a downer at all because, trust me, he's a hero of mine, but I heard a story about when Mr. Dimebag Darrell was taken from us on stage in Ohio.
Yeah.
The story that was circling around guitar players was that he actually kept playing as he was going down. Like, he was still riffing out, even though, you know.
Well,
So, you know what? So, Johnstown, drink all the Kool-Aid you need. I got another song lined up. Here we go.
You plug the Kool-Aid stand.
Absolutely. Dude, I'll pour it out for you. Are you kidding me? I'll help you out. All right.
No,
dude,
man. This lady that fell, you put on the on the YouTube clip that she's okay. Sure. How did you know she was okay?
Because I asked, and I did not. I stopped the show, and I first question was like, please tell me it was not a PA cable. please, God.
Your table's okay.
Yeah, like, please.
I mean,
please
hopefully that person
like
died
tripod.
Before my table got broke.
What led you to leap onto the barbecue pit there? Because you did, you...
That's actually a fish pond, of all things.
Oh, fish pond, okay. Cool. But that was a cool move, though. You're rocking on solid ground, the same level as all the seniors, and then you rise up on the fish pond, and you really start shredding then. What was it that took you to that upper level?
Well, that's always been like my motivation since probably 1984 or so. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, the video that changed my life was Hot for Teacher. When Eddie Van Halen's on that library table.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. That changed my life. I was like, this guy's in a library ripping his guitar in half on a table. I'm like, that is. So I was living out my own Eddie Van Halen fantasy standing on that fish pond.
What's the Eddie Van Halen, the best shredding song, the instrumental? They just wait.
Oh, Eruption, of course.
Can you play Eruption?
I can, I can make my way through it. Yeah, sure.
Could you play it now?
I have my guitar right here in front of me.
You do?
Excited.
I want to hear this. I want to hear you play Eruption.
We're bigger than his usual crowds.
Let me find a place to place my phone down.
Okay.
Let me do a quick sound check. I'll place my phone down, and I'll start playing something. I'll grab my phone and see how it sounds, okay?
Okay, cool.
There you go. Quick sound check. Here we go.
Is he rocking?
This guy's insane.
He's a rocker. Through and through.
How was that?
We could barely hear it.
Yeah, it was tough to hear.
Okay, I'll crank it up loud. Let's crank it up louder then.
Crank it!
Here we go, man. This is going to be pretty pumping.
Could be intense.
Barely hear it. Here we go. Let's check it out. Try this again.
Why can't we hear it?
I don't know. Is the phone near the amp?
I don't think so. Or maybe he's...
How was that?
Is the phone right near the speaker? Because it's not really... we hear it, but not real loud.
Interesting. I'll get it closer to the amp. It's no problem.
As close as can.
Let it all hang out.
Okay.
We need distortion.
There you go. This guy's a madman.
Stop
Brandon, impressed with the shred?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that him on screen right now, or is that Eddie?
That's Eddie.
Oh, man, nature, how's that?
That was really good.
Awesome.
It's funny. I saw Brandon has Eddie up on our screen. I was like, is that Eddie or is that Greg? I wasn't sure who it was.
Oh, no problem, man. Yeah. That is a heck of a recording, and yeah, no, of course.
Greg,
there's
what
a few nuances? What's up?
I was just gonna say, what's up? What is the biggest gig you've ever had? You can clearly shred. I just feel like you haven't met the right audience.
I've played. When I was in a cover band, we played up and down the Jersey Shore, casinos and stuff. We used to play like the openings of a Sixers game outside of Philly. There, you know.
An unsanctioned opening.
I feel like it ought to be a Texas jam or something, you know?
Dude, I've always wanted to. I mean, my wife and I were actually in Nashville, and I was told if you tip the band enough, you could actually sit in with them on Broadway, and I should have. I regret not doing it. $40, though. Come on, man. I'm just saying. But yeah, no, I should have filmed that. That would have been fun. It would have been the same thing as what you're watching at the Senior Center. It's
Wait, who paid you $40?
So lost.
No. I was told by a few musicians on Broadway in Nashville that if you tip the band $40, you can sit in on a song.
I see.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. I never did do it, yeah.
You should be the band that's getting tipped $40. Why do you have to tip
somebody?
It
would be nice.
You're the shredder.
I'll be honest with you. I would love to be the guitar player for Grim Reaper if it was possible. Like, if Grim Reaper could go back on tour, I'm available.
What's your favorite song to play, Greg?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, I love Trina Grove, man. I love Trina Grove.
Doobies?
Like, there's no tomorrow. Yeah, by Doobie Brothers, of course. Trina Grove.
Mississippi Queen, do you play that?
You want me to play some Trina Grove?
Oh,
yeah, play some Trina Grove. Let's do some Doobies.
Why not? Here we go.
Let's do it.
Close, here we go. Sure, man.
This guy's ridiculous. Why can't we hear it? I feel like he's hitting the mute button.
I hear it. It's not real loud, but...
Another one. How about this one, man? Judas Priest breaking the law, right?
Yeah!
Right?
Yes! Why isn't there an audience for you? I don't understand. You should be shredding
because,
somewhere.
Because it's not 1989.
Well, people still like shredders.
Sure, ma'am. Seniors love them. That's where they all went.
I don't know, man.
I mean, if I lived in Japan, I'd be on TV tomorrow. That's not a problem.
Well, move.
Yeah, I should. I really should. I told my wife, like, we have a vacation in Japan. Like, I need to be in a guitar store within 24 hours because it's time to go on television.
Japan, like
Mr. Big, like bands like Mr. Big,
yeah.
They're not playing huge venues in America. They sell out the Budokan in 5 minutes.
Budokan. Well, everybody the Budokan.
Hey, there's a video on here where you're playing American Woman. Where was that at?
Is there a crowd?
Is that a cafeteria? Yeah, it looks like a cafeteria of some place.
Yeah, that's where I used to work. We had a house band.
Looks like your coworkers dig it.
Yeah, no.
And once again, your move apparently is standing on things and
rocking.
What's
up? Is he standing on one of the tables?
Eddie Van Halen, hot for teacher, man.
It's clear.
Clear.
Wait.
That's my move, man.
Is there somebody playing the harp?
Yes.
Who's that lady?
Well, so we had
Nobody can hear her.
At a job I used to work at, we had a house band, and basically a bunch of coworkers got together.
Wait, what job is this? What job is this with the house band?
I was a video editor at this company that used to be Yellow Book. They're now Haibu. That was about 3 years ago, and so we had a house band, and cool. we had singers and drummers and bassists and a couple guitar players, and mostly it was to play the holidays, like in the cafeteria or like out on the deck, you know. And it was a good time, and we all got laid off, or at least.
What are you doing for a living now, Greg? When you're not shredding,
I'm a video producer out in Malvern, making commercials for Propulsion Media Labs, and I have a freelance business, graphicsbygreg.com. I do event posters and flyers.
What's it called?
Graphics by Greg. Graphicsbygreg.com.
Cool.
Yeah, I got the Ventures as a client. That's pretty crazy.
Wait, what?
The Ventures, the surf rock band. Oh,
the Ventures. Yeah, they're.
Yeah,
Said the Avengers.
I thought he did too.
Oh yeah, I got the. You know, me and the Hulk were like this, man.
You talk really fast, Greg.
Sorry about that, man.
No, it's okay.
I'll slow down.
I seriously feel like I'm talking to the Nuge.
Slow down.
I got the guitar in my hand, man. So like, you know, it's kind of like
No,
electrifying.
I understand. how many videos of you are there online?
I'd say my YouTube channel has over 300 at least.
And how many subscribers?
I got a bunch of crazy stuff. Yeah, I got a bunch of crazy stuff on there, man. I was on the Howard Stern show back in 2009 or so.
For what?
A song parody that we sent in. Me and my brother wrote it. It was a parody of Bon Jovi's Bad Medicine, but it was Artie's back on heroin.
Artie's on heroin. Okay.
Yeah. So it was Artie is back on heroin. You know. So that's on YouTube.
Is that on your channel?
Yes,
can we find
it? It's on my channel. You search Artie's back on heroin. It's on there.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've produced a bunch of content on YouTube for, you know, at least 10 years now. And a lot of it was like specifically like this. I've seen other stuff like, I don't really know about going viral or anything, but I've seen stuff get like a lot of views. I'm like, oh, I'd upload something and I'd be like, oh, this is totally going to explode. And I'd get like 100 views. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Well, it took
and then I uploaded a 2-minute clip of me playing a senior center, and all of a sudden I'm on the phone with Davenport, Iowa.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of that is due to the lady falling off the chair.
It does help.
Wait, there we go. Let's hear the song.
This kind of thing. Wow.
I like the hook.
On heroin. Artie's out of rehab and he needs to get a fix. Howard and Robin think he's lying, but he could give a shit. Put his penis in a cup because Dr. Drew will watch him piss. He's sleeping in the green room so Rivers can suck his dick. And we all know he's using when that loser calls him sick. Oh, Artie is back.
I like this. It's on my iPod.
Nice. Nice,
yeah,
nice.
That was like, that was almost 10 years ago. Wow, that's crazy, man. But, you know, I've been doing all kinds of, I be myself and I play what I play. And, you know, sometimes things go over well. Sometimes things just get completely ignored. And
well, you need to be matched. You need to be matched up with a proper, appropriate audience. Which,
hey man,
old folks.
Should I call up Steve Vai's favorite nations label or something? Or?
I think you should keep playing senior centers and maybe a library, maybe a funeral, and keep putting videos up. That could be your market. No.
Yeah, that could be the market. Shredding where no one dare shred.
Yeah, everyone needs a hook, and maybe that's your hook. You're shredding to the most inappropriate audiences possible.
It is really funny because you have all this energy and you're rocking out, and then there's just old people sitting around.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she falls, and when that old lady falls, it's like.
I couldn't help but think, okay, why does this guy think this crowd, this is the appropriate
care,
music
man.
For this audience? But you're rocking. You rock no matter where you go.
There's not, exactly, dude. If I can plug in, if there's electricity available, I'll literally play anywhere. It does not matter to me. I can't think of a place I can't think of a place where I wouldn't play. I mean, you know, Metallica played that San Quentin. Like, okay, sure. You know, you plug in there, sure.
Hey, they'd love you at any prison. That would be an appropriate audience, probably. They get.
I'd play a prison if they let me. Sure, of course. Okay. I think the cat scratch fever, breaking the law. I would totally play breaking the law, but you just freeze at a prison, of course.
Can you play Red House?
Red House by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
That's just like a standard little blues thing. That's not really that distinct by my standard. Whoa, I mean, it's like there's a red house over yonder, blues lick, you know. Where my baby stays, blues lick, you know. Yeah, it's like that thing, yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad when Jimmy plays it.
But, phenomenal.
Hey, listen,
yeah,
Greg.
I know that.
We're going to stay in touch because you never know when you need somebody to over-rock.
Absolutely, dude.
And I expect we're going to see more of you online.
Hey, I haven't mentioned this to other radio stations or anything like that, but like, maybe I should mention, like, if anyone covers the airfare, I'll play anywhere a place wants me to play. Like,
what?
You want to play a senior home out in Michigan, cover the airfare, I'm there.
You never know. Fox Run might want Greg to shred there.
Make it a bit. I'm fine by that, man.
Okay, I appreciate it. Greg, cool, man. Great talking to you. Nice job shredding, and I'm glad everybody's okay.
Man. Thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate it, man. I'm glad you guys enjoy it, man.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
Have a great day. Keep shredding. Yeah,
you too, man. Thanks.
We'll
see you.
All right.
Burn it up. See you, bye.
Shredding Greg.
I cannot wait to see the whole concert.
Didn't it seem, I swear, I just felt like Nugent was on the phone.
To say goodbye to Greg.
It is tough.
Here he is in his 30 seconds to shred contest.
Two, one, two.
The best part is he doesn't look like a rocker.
No, he doesn't.
He's like a chubby little guy. He's tall, but he's a total goofball.
We all came to celebrate. Three, sex, two, one, drugs, and rock and roll.
I just like his energy.
Yeah.
I mean, between his shredding and his energy, there's something there. He just hasn't found his audience. Unlike Dr. Yaldo, who is finding his, my sister found out about her cataracts. Yeah, she's really, boy, we're beating her up all the time. She's got cataracts, but lucky for her.
Come on, Patty.
Multifocal lens replacement. That video just killed me.
Patty!
That lady is, or that dude.
Damn, no.
I can't get over that's a guy. Patty! Anyway, she needs this painless procedure, and she'll be good for the rest of her life with precise near vision and likely 20/20 or better far vision. Many of our podcast listeners, like Patty, who are over 50, and have already done this and are ecstatic about it. Many others under 50 have gotten LASIK from Dr. Yaldo and are also thrilled to finally be free of the hassle of glasses, contacts, and those awful reading glasses. Dr. Yaldo is Michigan's premier eye surgeon, performing over 30,000 LASIK procedures and over 10,000 cataract and lens replacement procedures. And Patty will be one of his next. I don't know when.
Oh, Patty's so.
It's coming up. Call Dr. Yaldo at 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or YaldoEyeCenter.com.
On my own. Why did it end this way?
The best thing about that is he's singing about a pie.
I know.
A sweet potato pie. Oh, my gosh.
Patti LaBelle does attract some serious fans.
I want to taste Patti live.
Oh, gross.
Oh, boy. Let's see.
Man, I'm out of energy from Greg.
No, he's a real.
Had all the
buddy.
Energy and then took it all too.
And where's Stan? What the hell is going on with
Must
Stan?
Must be a game on.
He'll call back after the show and leave a message again.
We've talked to him during the show.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a CFL game on.
Brandon, I got bad news for you.
Oh, shit.
People are more likely to divorce after they start watching porn.
Well, that's a good thing that I watched porn before I got married.
Yeah, who starts watching porn after they get married?
I don't know.
And it's not like I'm watching it to. I observe it for show purposes because a lot of content comes from that.
You seem to know a lot more than the show requires.
No.
Somebody asked me this weekend, does Brandon really watch that much porn? So what do you mean? Well, he seems to know a lot about the porn stars.
Well, when people know, when they know the names of the dudes.
Well, when you're really into stuff.
I don't know the names of the dudes. I know Peter North and some dude named Nacho. Because his name's Nacho.
James Dean?
I know James Dean. Yes, that's true.
Who was the other guy?
The guy
played
who played Batman.
Batman.
Yeah, I knew his name. I can't.
Yeah, that's the one I remembered.
I know. Dale DeBone.
Dale DeBone. Yeah.
Mr. Jennifer Capriati. Dale DeBone.
Couples that watch porn together, apparently there's no effect. But they say if women start watching porn without their partner after they get married, they have triple the divorce rate.
Wow.
Wow.
Triple.
Really?
Why is
Why?
That?
Why? You would think that would keep up because they'd beat off and the world reality comes back to them.
Maybe they feel like they should be with a member of the hung jury. Or there's something going on that's just not happening. I don't know.
I don't think Kristen watches porn. And we don't watch it together. I try to, you know, hey, come do some show prep with me. And it just doesn't work
out. Why would you want to do show prep? Why don't you say, hey, honey, I got a new porno.
Yeah.
It's starring Dale DeBone.
Dale DeBone.
Your favorite.
A.K.A. Mrs. Jennifer Capriati.
That's how you bring it up. Say, Kristen, check this out. Remember Jennifer Capriati?
The tennis star? What is Jennifer Capriati doing now? She was such a fuck up.
Wasn't she?
Totally blew her career. What is it with women tennis players? Don't about half of them just flip out?
I'm livid about this. Who is the Venus Serena Williams? Which one just had the kid?
I don't know. They're one and the same to me. Okay. Are there really two? We know there's two of them for sure.
Well, one drives a really bad car, and the other's the best tennis player.
One of them killed somebody with a car too. Yeah.
And then the other's the best female tennis player in the world.
Yeah. And there's their sister's dead. There's another sister that's dead, and that guy's out, and they're not happy about it.
But the one that's really, really good, that's with the Twitter guy or Reddit guy, whatever he does, and had the baby. There was a story this morning about how she dropped out of a tournament and she's taking a break, and everybody felt really bad for her because, you know, being a mom is really hard.
But she can't get 18 nannies after the child.
Both of them are so rich, they can hire whatever help they want.
She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the stamina. I said she doesn't have the stamina.
I feel like she could be giving birth and win Wimbledon.
That is just
while she gives birth between points.
That's an insult to every mother, especially single moms. She can't play tennis.
Why is there?
I know it's her job. She can't play tennis because motherhood was really tough.
Why do people?
That baby's ugly.
I'd be embarrassed to be famous and be going on and on about some event in my life that happens to everyone virtually.
Yeah,
and acting like it is. Oh my God, my uncle died.
Everybody
doesn't seem like. Oh, did you hear? So and so's father died. He was 86. Oh my God, I feel so sorry. Everybody's father dies. It's terrible. Of course, it's the same for everybody.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night, gone too soon.
Oh, but that poor Williams, she can't play tennis.
I know. It's terrible.
She's got to be a mom.
She's got to take care of the baby.
Because moms, you know, can never find time to play tennis or work.
Due to overwhelming demand and for an incredibly limited time, Zot Ford is conducting their amazing Key for Key event. Now through Friday, August the 10th, because Maz doesn't work Saturdays. Well, my Maz is gone anyway. Is Maz going to be part of Key for Key?
I have no idea.
He was at the track with his dad yesterday.
Again? Yeah, he's allowed back?
Yeah, he is. I said, did you get an apology from the guy that you lost your job over? Apparently that is not happening. But he and Sammy were there. And Maz got his picture taken with Brian Cashman, the GM of the Yankees.
Cool.
I don't give a damn. You didn't get a copy of the picture?
No.
Really? Brian Cashman, by the way, does he resemble Son of Sam?
Brian Cashman.
I don't know what he's doing at the track. Weren't the Yankees playing yesterday?
Would you want your picture with Brian Cashman?
No. No.
You want your picture with Al
Avila? I would rather have the 90 seconds of my life.
That's what I mean.
Does he look a little like Son of Sam?
I'm looking, I'm like, no, he doesn't. But then there's this one picture where he looks exactly like Son of Sam.
With Maz, he looks like Son of Sam. It meant like his uncle or his nephew. Son of Sam's probably 80 by now.
Wouldn't he have to approach? Like, why would you want to approach Brian Cashman as a picture?
So he can send it out. Did he tweet it? He must have tweeted it.
Oh, look. I'm sure he did.
Anyway, even though Maz isn't part of Key for Key.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Because it sounds like Maz isn't going to be here Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
So would he be here
Wednesday,
maybe? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? He'd be there for 3 days of Key for Key? I'm sure they'll exchange your key for a key and also try to work out the matching or lowering of your monthly payment. Zot Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. This event features a straight key-for-key exchange. Given the keys to your vehicle, they will give you the keys to a brand-new Ford, plus Zot Ford will make your first month's payment. So even if you got to work in that, however they pull those things forward, still they're going to take your first month's payment off your hands. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. Only more friends at dealsinthed.com.
Are we sure that's Brian Cashman and not just some guy that kind
of
looks like him?
It could be Son of Sam's nephew. Posing as...
He does look like David Berkowitz.
David Berkowitz, yeah. I think he has a nephew that apparently impersonates Brian Cashman. I'm not sure which one it is.
Tom wrote in his tweet, "So what if he wasn't in Boston?" Well, it's his job. If they were playing the Red Sox.
Oh, people were commenting?
No, he just wrote that.
Oh, so it was a preemptive?
Great Hambo Day at the Meadowlands. My nephew and I got to meet Yanks GM Brian Cashman. ! So what if he wasn't in Boston? Winky face emoji.
Who cares?
Hey, are you a grower? Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, I'm talking about caregivers. With most hydro stores across the state scaling back or closing altogether, one store is growing and expanding. That's Grow Green MI, and that's because Grow Green buys in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the grower. Whether you're in a large-scale commercial growing situation or a hobbyist, the staff at Grow Green will give you the knowledge and products to make your grow room produce bigger, tastier, and more plentiful crops.
Green, 16, set, hot, hot.
75,000 square feet of space, Grow Green has what you need at the best prices in the state, period, as Player Dave would say. Insane deals, like bags of Ocean Forest for $10.
Period.
Gallon of Bud Candy for $70.
Period.
And the world-famous 1,000-watt Hortilux bulbs for only $65. They also clean, service, rent, and sell trimmers for all the top brands like Twister, Triminator, and Green Bros. So quit trimming by hand, save time, save money, and keep your spot on the down low. Shop online at growgreenmi.com where you can order your order will ship for free in a matter of hours in a totally discreet package. Grow Green MI, the world's largest hydro store on M36 in Whitmore Lake.
And that green thing today was enough.
Here's a Twitter conversation Tom had.
Oh, I'm
Ryan Field. Remember Ryan Field?
Ryan Field. That's
he used to be on Fox Sports here.
That's what I thought.
And now he's on WABC in New York.
Ooh, wow! So
he tweeted out the Yankees' frustration continues. Red Sox beat them 4-1. New York has lost 4 straight and are now 8.5 back in the AL East. So Tom commented, "Did you save me a Thor bobblehead? I'm proud of you, Rye." Ryan Field replied, "Thanks, buddy. You know I did." Then someone else hops in. "You can bring it to the show and tell the podcast, Tom." To which Tom replies, "You bet I will." So we have that to look forward to.
It seems like Ryan Field sort of left the conversation.
But he was still tagged, and every one of those had to read him.
What are the odds that Ryan Field really got a Thor bobblehead?
I'm praying that he didn't, because I may think less of Ryan Field if he did.
Nice
he has too much time.
Nice making the tweet about the Red Sox beating the Yankees about yourself, Tom.
I'm really wondering what it takes to get to WABC if you have time to get a Thor bobblehead for Tom. It seems to me getting to WABC isn't all it's cracked up to be.
I'm surprised he didn't write back. That's crazy. They are all out, Tom. Maybe next time. Hashtag maybe next time.
I was so busy in the press box getting my stuff out, I just didn't have time.
I was busy working.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's a picture of Tom and Sammy. Well, that's adorable.
Yeah, is it the five people with Sammy in the middle?
No, it's them. Wait, what is this? It just says Atlanta, hashtag girl power. It's a picture of him and his dad.
What?
I think
that's my dad.
A filly must have won a race.
Oh, okay.
But it says hashtag girl power. It's a picture of him and his dad. If you don't know what happened at the Meadowlands or who Atlanta is.
He sent me a picture of him and Sammy and three other dudes, and I thought he was next to Sammy, but then I closed in on the picture, and Sam is clearly in. If that's not Maz's dad, I will be shocked. Oh, my God. The resemblance is amazing.
No, seriously, I am super pro lady.
Girl power.
Maz sent me, oh, my God. Maz has sent me, since he's been in New York, let's see, a picture of the girls. Cool. Kellogg's time. It must be at some Kellogg's.
Oh, they have a pop-up store, I think. Okay. It's all cereal. Yeah.
And the girls look very happy.
Yeah.
Then there's a picture of, on the way to Shea. He's on the bridge. The bridge picture.
I didn't get any of these pictures.
Nobody cares.
It's great.
Then and there's City Field from outside, which I am not.
Boring. Boring.
It's like you're on the trip with him, Drew. Yeah. It's great.
Then the Let's Go Met beer cup. See the beer cup? Let's Go Mets.
Oh, okay.
Then
that's not his beer.
Then, great place.
Yeah, and that was when he was like an hour and a half early to the stadium.
It's a shot of the stadium. Yeah, he's busying himself. Then, 2-1 Braves already. Mets are the worst. Then he sends a picture. This is probably the best picture of all. It's a girl wearing a Dykstra jersey oh, my God. Look at this slob in the background. Oh, oh. My God. The guy in the green. In that green thing.
Now, wait a sec.
Holy shit.
Tom sent this to you, not for that, but for the Dykstra.
Yeah, for the Dykstra picture.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
Oh.
Look at that guy. Holy shit. How are those legs holding him up?
The pants are huge, and they go down mid-calf. They're not really shorts.
Maybe he's wearing capri pants.
I think they are.
He should probably be the picture for the podcast if it's not shredding.
Well, we'll definitely put him on the website. Maybe that is the shredder. Maybe that is the base cover guy. Tom responded
to a big dude.
Tom responded to a TMZ tweet. TMZ had the audio of Zach Smith, the Ohio State coach.
Oh, yeah. We should play that.
I never beat my ex-wife, and Tom just replied, "Bull!" in all caps, which is, that's as tough as Tom will get.
Why is he interspersing himself in that story of all the stories in the world?
Let's see. How many other people
were? I wonder if he listened to the interview.
Only 9 people replied to the TMZ tweet.
Did you notice, by the way, the guy in the green mark is holding a Diet Coke?
Yeah, I know. Hey, he's trying.
Does anyone want a Diet Coke, by the way, or a Coke?
I already got one. I'm good.
I could use one.
Okay. I need one, too.
What would your explanation to the pictures, Courtney, your ex-wife, distributed and showed everybody
different
that
one.
Was in the report for Brett
McMurphy. This is the zone.
Well, yeah. I heard this one. Say about it, and that's,
you know, there's an ESPN one where he's on camera, and every time he answers, he is not. It's one of those things where he's looking around.
This one's only 2 minutes and 23 seconds. If you want to,
you can play. I'm sorry.
The other one, I mean, maybe
I just thought it was interesting watching him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's 10 minutes. Do you know exactly where? The one you're talking about.
Well, any clip of it. Yeah, and this is the Ohio State coach that was fired that Urban pretended 9 times that he didn't know anything about. Nine times.
He asked me what the hell is going on. I told him, I said, Courtney's accusing me that I committed domestic violence. I didn't.
What the hell happened that night?
What's going on? But I'm meeting with the pal. I'm going to go down and meet with the investigator.
I just want to say this about this. You know, he's denying that he did anything. And because he's not charged or arrested, this is what people do.
Well, he has been arrested. He had been arrested. He was never charged.
Well,
he was arrested in 09.
But he's never been. But in 2015, there was never a charge. No. So he can run around saying that, and there are a lot of people who will believe him. You know, it's kind of like R. Kelly.
Yep.
He just pays people off, so he's never convicted of anything. So you can just continue doing this.
This is Kelly.
And I understand people want Urban Meyer to do something, but Urban Meyer. It would be much more effective if she was able to help get him charged, arrested, convicted, and then the next time he does this, it's a big problem. Now he can do this again.
Outside of the whole Urban Meyer thing, there's pictures which he addresses, the bruising pictures. Yeah. I don't know if everyone's seen that or not.
I heard that on the TMZ interview.
But there's also a text message that she shared between them where he admits to choking her.
Yes. And he said,
I'm sorry, I think.
Yeah. So I don't know how much more evidence people need.
But still, I'm just saying, in terms of this guy being able to walk free after beating up women, he has no convictions in 2015.
Yeah, I know. He got his contract.
That's to his benefit, and he can run around saying this all he wants.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Because he's the Ohio State wide receivers coach, a lot of people aren't going to believe him because they're going to hear a lot of other stuff. But I'm just saying...
But he's the Ohio State wide receivers coach.
Well,
he's so easy to get rid of.
No, I know. It's absolutely silly that Ohio State would put themselves in some kind of jeopardy over a stupid wide receivers coach. It's obviously because he's Earl Bruce's grandson, I assume.
Of course it is. But after watching this, I'm just sitting there going, how does this help him? He sounds like a textbook domestic abuse denier. And if that's the case, why don't you sue Ohio State for being fired? Or if not, if that isn't the case, why did they fire you?
Well, wasn't he fired over the arrest over peeping or the restraining order?
That's what they say, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's fired! Something actually happened that they can say this happened and he's fired for this. By the way, I thought it was very interesting that the athletic director now, and I think we
Gene
hear this
Smith.
In the interview, yeah, mm-hmm. We know that he knows because... I believe Zach Smith says, or someone said, the Powell police called the athletic director.
Yeah.
Now, why don't the Powell police focus on getting him charged as opposed to why is there this connection? What, does the Powell police, do they call everyone's
boss,
employer?
I honestly don't know.
I'll tell you, they don't.
They don't, okay.
Because they don't. When you arrest someone or someone's charged, it doesn't matter who their boss is. The point is to know. It's not their job. I don't understand. I really don't get this part. Well, I do. It's big time. It's giant money, giant sports. Urban Meyer, 73-8. So, of course, Ohio State, you know, makes that town go. But
so, side note, so Urban comes out with that ludicrous statement where he admits that he lied, but he always went through proper channels. He always reported. You know what that's really about?
Well, it's probably about him following his contract, I assume.
Yeah, about being fired for cause or not for cause.
Well, we'll find out if he followed his contract or not.
It's going to save him $40 million. Meanwhile, if he did that, then Gene Smith's going to get blown out, too. So now
it may be that Gene Smith gets blown out and Urban Meyer doesn't get blown out.
I don't know how you
can said
do that.
He said he was unprepared for the press conference. His biggest problem is what he said at the press conference.
There's no way he was unprepared.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know why he wouldn't. I don't know why he would be unprepared. He only had a day, but you don't need more than a day.
He had more. Yeah, I thought he had a few days.
A few days. I mean, not a ton of time, but I mean enough time.
But he fired. So he fired. This is what's weird. So you fire Zach Smith for violating a protective order placed on him by his wife, but not for anything else. You bring him with you from Florida after that police report.
Well, he and Shelley counseled him in 2009.
Everybody really knows what's going on here, and now it becomes all this legal mumbo jumbo, and they're bad people. They're bad
people.
Well,
I suspect, too, that they fired him summarily, partially because Earl Bruce is dead.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
I mean, as sad and pathetic as that is. Anyway, play a little more. I didn't mean to derail it.
This is textbook denial.
And find out what the deal is. And after that, I told him, I said, they have some pictures of her. Anything that happened to her body was all just defensive movements to remove myself from the situation. And I said, and that's it. And it's not
so
going to be charged because I didn't
know
anything
wrong. How often do you hear that?
How did he respond to that?
He looked at me and said, I swear to God, Zach, if I find out you hit her, you're done. You're fired. And I said, okay, I understand.
Like
coach.
You did in 2009.
Fire! And you told him there were some pictures where she was bruised?
I didn't say that. I said, if anything that happened to her, I told the police, anything that happened to her body was a defensive action to remove myself from the situation. I didn't tell him there was pictures or anything like that. I just told him that anything that ever happened to her was never offensive, never aggressive.
And after you talked
to the
police,
aggressive defense.
What conversation did you have with Urban?
He lies.
I just confirmed what went on in the meeting with the detective and how we went through everything they have. And I told him my side of the story, and that seemed to go really well, and that I was going to have my attorney, Dennis, follow up. And he followed up several times, and the Powell police, the detectives just said, yeah, I don't think there's anything here, so I don't think we're going to move forward.
What did Urban say about that?
I didn't really talk to him about it after that. I mean, I told him that the police weren't moving forward with it because there's nothing there. I didn't do anything. And he was like, okay, well, if I find out you're otherwise, you're done. You're fired.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
For knowing every detail about everything that's going on in his program. You told him that you said you told him what he needed to know. Did he not need to know those minute details?
Pause that for a sec. That's a really good point because you always hear that about Urban Meyer. Remember in Bacon's book, he practiced because he's so hands-on and has to know what every single person is doing. So that lie when he said he had no idea.
We're talking about practice.
That nine-time lie was ludicrous.
Well, calling the football office, too. Oh, it's crazy.
Go ahead.
Anything about that?
Opinion. And that's just kind of how I live my life. I'm not out here in the public trying to put my personal life out there. To
no, I wouldn't be either.
Or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
don't beat your wife.
I believed that
personal
matters. Yeah, just
talk privately.
And marital matters need to remain personal and between a husband and wife. That's what I believed. And
well, it'd be nice for you.
I believe I told him what he needed to know and nothing more.
Should Urban Meyer have looked further into that matter at that point?
No, he's not an investigator. He's not a cop. He's not a detective. I think he found out the facts he needed to find out as the head coach of Ohio State and as a my direct boss.
Found as much as he wanted to know.
Based on those facts. I don't think it was his job to investigate, to ask questions, to talk to her. He only had to talk to me to make sure, because he already got the other side of the story from the incident report. And so he wanted to know what really happened for me, and then he let the police do their job.
You know, pause for a second.
You can't have a head coach.
You know, there's a part of me that says, it really isn't Urban Meyer's job to investigate a domestic violence event.
No.
I feel like the failure here is the Powell police obviously are almost like an arm of Ohio State's PR department when they're calling the athletic director. Why are they calling him? They should be spending their time prosecuting him.
Well, the other failure is that Urban Meyer decided from 2009 when that happened to the other times the police were called, whether he knew that or not, but then he definitely knew 2015. He decided it was still a good idea, even though wide receiver coaches are a dime a dozen, but it's still a good idea to keep this guy on his staff. That's poor
because
judgment.
He's Earl Bruce's grandson. Yep. And, the other thing that I think is a little unfair here is I would imagine that his wife probably wanted him to keep the job, and that's probably why she didn't push charging him. But they can charge him without her help. If they've observed injuries to her, which they probably did, they can charge him anyway. And if they have enough evidence, they can convict him of that, and then he's arrested, or he's charged and convicted, and it's done.
Well, they actually did.
Fired anyway.
I don't know what police department it was in 09.
By the way, where's the media in 2015? Was the media reporting this? Was the Ohio, Columbus Press, the Columbus Post-Dispatch, which is acting a bit righteous right now, were they reporting on this story?
It sounded like bloggers knew about it. Reporters knew about it. It was just one of those things. Yeah, everybody knows about it, but he wasn't charged and Urban vows for him, so it's fine.
Well, when the police conspire with the abuser and the institution, I mean, Ohio State can't charge him.
If they conspired, you're right, but they could not renew his contract 2 years after 2015.
Well,
come on, man.
I think it's stupid, but honestly,
everybody knew.
My guess is that everyone, when I say everyone, Earl Bruce, his grandson, his wife, felt it was better if he made $340,000 a year as a wide receivers coach than if he was charged, convicted, fired, etc. So they just decided. And now I think the woman, for her to get so angry at Urban Meyer, is a little misplaced. I understand why she reacted that way.
I think she was mad about the lie.
Probably, yeah.
Another side note with about reporters and how it was reported. Have you read, Brett McMurphy is the guy that's done all the legwork on this. Have you read about that?
About what?
About how he did the story and how he got it. So McMurphy was fired from ESPN in those big round of layoffs, and he had 18 months left on his contract. So his thinking was, why would they get rid of somebody that they're going to have to pay for 18 months? And it dawned.
I never understand that.
It dawned on him. He can't work anywhere else for 18 months. And in that job, it's all about being tied in and talking to people. In over a year and a half, are you going to lose context? People move around in college football.
You are going to lose context.
So he was really he was just red-assed about that. So he talked to his lawyers, and he's like, what can I do? And they go, you can't work for anybody. He goes, okay, cool. I'm going to start publishing stuff on Facebook.
Great lawyer.
And that's why. So he said he heard about these rumors.
Well, that's what LaDuff does.
I know.
Charlie Breaks great stories. Charlie's breaking stories that people are missing.
For all the shit that the media gets, there's two really good reporters that dig in, and he did his reporting. He started putting stuff together like the Thursday before media day, busted them, put the story out there, talked to her.
I love rumors.
It's really good journalism, and then ESPN has to have him on to talk about it, all the while they've been paying him. And it was not their story. I don't know. I just think that's really, really funny.
Yeah, so I wonder how's
he and good for him, man.
What's ESPN doing with the story now?
Well, they took a lot of shit for being really late to report it.
Well, good for you.
Because they didn't want to report that their old employee that they were still paying broke this story. I think they were 6 hours. 6 hours after he posted it, they finally got to the story. 6 hours.
That's very strange.
I don't know. Just another.
Just as ESPN is, I'm surprised they wouldn't be all over it.
I just find that fascinating.
Is there any more worth hearing from Zach?
I thought the interesting thing was where he talks about the, you don't have to play, but he talks about the defensive wounds that she had.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to extricate himself from
He's just trying to get out of the way of a crazy woman.
Yeah.
Defense.
By the way, there's some stuff.
He'd get rid of her then. Why didn't he divorce her if she was so nuts?
The stuff, by the way, there's some incredible things being said about her online.
The only place worse than
How is this stuff allowed to just go out there and no one, it doesn't matter? I mean, you can just put anything out there you want.
One of the worst places in the world are comment boards for college football fan sites.
It's not just comment boards, it's blogs that are reporting things like she called 911 66 times in 90 days. She was pulled over for DUI 3 times.
Okay, where's that proof?
Well, no, I know. That's just it. Where is that proof?
Doesn't mean you can beat her.
No, or blaming the victim. I'm not talking about beating her. I'm just talking about, is this true? Or is this just someone putting shitty things out about her and having no responsibility for telling the truth? That used to be defamation or slander, but...
Can you say libel?
Could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Thanks, Don.
Why don't we...
what a wild story.
Why don't we look at the I don't know if he's a person of interest in the kid or the missing woman in Iowa.
Oh boy.
Molly.
Yeah, Molly Tibbetts.
He's talking to the media, but first let's take care of this. And I still want to find this. I think I left a page upstairs.
I got to tell everybody about
Diet Coke. Somebody wants a Diet Coke?
I do.
Would you rather have a Coke?
I'm okay.
Fine.
Are you taking orders? Yeah. Drew's a waiter? No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just messing with you. You're fine. Hey, want to tell you about my new Lincoln MKZ. I guess, it's still technically new. It's only been, 2 months or so. I got it at Hoop McInerney, Star Lincoln in Southfield. They are Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership. Owner Jim McInerney, Hoot's son, he's been a daily listener to the podcast, and he's still supporting us. So why don't we support him? Every single one of you go out and buy a Lincoln. Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars, and that's why the late Hoot gave it that name. And the stars do align at Hoot's Place with a newly remodeled showroom, immaculate service area, and a great staff. Check out the MKZ. It's got a 14-speaker Revel audio sound system, so you can hear the podcast as you drive around in luxury. Someone was very kind enough to send me an article that told me where all 14 speakers are.
Turn my headphones up!
Because I couldn't find that.
Where was that elusive 14th?
In the back.
Oh.
Kind of where I suspected it to, but that would involve turning my fat head to look. Check out the Navigator, the 2018 North American Truck of the Year. The podcast and the McInerneys are going to make it easy for you. All you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln is call our very own personal sales rep, Jimmy D. Call Jimmy toll-free, 855-567-STAR. He's going to take personal care of you. So call him, 855-567-STAR, or you can email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. Get the lowest price Lincoln's going to allow on whatever model you choose. Drive the Star. Call Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR.
Oh, yeah, you can trust your car to the man that wears the star.
Call Jimmy D.
6 callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
So, the missing girl from the Iowa cornfields. What's Molly's last name?
Tibbetts.
Cute girl, of course. It's always a cute girl that draws attention when they are missing.
Yeah. Right. Nobody cares about ugly people.
No, they don't. It's just a fact. And she's cute. And... have you seen more of the boyfriend, by the way?
Yeah.
Isn't he the most nonplussed guy?
She's out of his league,
but isn't he incredibly nonplussed about it? I'm sure he's upset, and he's not a suspect. I know he didn't do it, but I'm just saying, he's so level-headed.
You want him balling?
I want him balling.
How long have they been dating?
Maybe long enough that he's...
nonplussed about it?
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, he's tired of her?
He's in a permanent refractory period. No, I'm kidding. It's terrible. That's terrible. Take that, Brandon. Bleep that.
No, don't. No. I think it's more the case. How? What is he? 21, 22.
Yeah.
And that he is a middle American guy, and probably
he's low key. He's very low key.
Yeah. Just he's not the kind of guy. How would you deal with that?
You know, I guess maybe I'm so used to watching things like. Oh, what's an example? Well, The Real World, where every person cries in 3 months. I'm so used to people crying now. When someone doesn't cry, I feel like, oh, my God, the guy's not crying. What's
up? He did
it.
He did it.
I already knew he didn't do it. The first time I saw him talking, they said he was 100 miles away working construction or something.
Yeah.
Wasn't he working construction? Yeah. So anyway, they find a red shirt, and it's on this pig farmer's property, which is a large piece of property, I guess. So it's
They had searched it before.
Yeah.
And of course, this pig farmer looks like your typical bad guy from like the worst TV show ever.
And he has two stalking convictions, and he violates restraining orders. By the way, are you guys... I find myself so tired of reading about people violating restraining orders. It's almost standard procedure that people with who get restraining orders violate them.
Yeah.
And nobody does a fucking thing about it. And how many times does this have to happen? It's sort of like there's another guy I read about today who I'm trying to remember what he did. Oh, it's a child molestation case. I think it's in Michigan, actually. Maybe in Saginaw. And this guy has molested kids before, didn't register for the sex registry, so he's a double felon. He got drug charges, and I think it was a robbery. And so I'm like, why the fuck is this guy out there to molest somebody new? He just got caught molesting someone again.
Excellent.
And I'm like, how many times does the system have to let this guy out? So, okay, here's our pig farmer.
He's on TV right now.
He refuses to take a polygraph, by the way. He talks to the police, but he will not take a polygraph, which tells me everything.
What happened? So, like you mentioned, he violated the stalking convictions. Convictions, not just...
Yes.
So, 2019 and 2014. What happens when you violate one? Nothing?
It doesn't seem like much, does it?
You don't have to spend any time in the pokey?
It doesn't seem like it. It just seems like it's no big deal.
Step of Deep River resident Wayne Cheney's home.
What was the situation like for you here and how they kind of approached everything?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. We're wasting our time. I'm done.
You said the FBI took you down to the fire station, right?
I mean, I guess... No, it wasn't the FBI. I don't know who them two guys were, but they took
You don't want to ask.
Tuesday.
Okay. And they asked just
questioned me a couple first couple
picking
hours.
His nose.
Questioned me
just about like what you maybe you're act, like what you saw out here or actually like where you've been or I mean
nice shirt.
Yeah.
What was that? What kind of question?
I don't even remember what they asked me.
Just 15 minutes from where Tibbetts was last
you
seen.
Sound pretty
on
concerned
July 19th,
about the girl.
Yeah. Janey also lives within walking distance of the hog farms. Investigators reportedly searched recently while investigating the 20-year-old University of Iowa student's disappearance.
It was just a waste of time, I thought, but oh well.
It may have been his location combined with Iowa court documents that show Cheney has entered guilty pleas on two separate occasions for stalking. Once in Poweshiek County in 2009, and again in Marion County just 4 years ago.
Does it unfortunately make you feel like they're second-guessing you as a resident here?
Yeah.
DCI officials could not confirm or deny the questioning of Cheney or whether or not he has been cleared as a suspect.
I don't know. I'm done.
Wow. Seriously, Shell thought.
Not much of a wordsmith.
If you're going to be on TV, can you just put a better shirt on?
That shirt had a lot of holes in it.
Should we call him? Just like his story.
Yeah,
you want to call him?
Dial him up.
I mean, he's a man of few words, but.
Maybe we'll get a few more out of him. Like, maybe. I did it.
Yeah. And then we'll.
Ooh, only
and
three
then,
words.
And we'll make it about us. And then we'll be on TV.
Yeah.
Because we got him to confess. Like, so you know, we have to go out to Iowa and testify. Ooh, maybe we shouldn't call him.
Do you think he did it?
I honestly don't know. This one is so baffling.
What's his name again?
Wayno. Cheney.
Wayno!
There's no way. Well, actually, he might answer.
I guarantee he's been called Wayno.
You ugly murderer! You ugly murderer!
Come on, Wayno, pick up the phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6-4.
You want to try? There is another one.
All righty.
You want to try that?
Yes, I'll try the second one.
For Wayno?
I don't think he's screening calls
it,
right now.
Loved SNL.
Ugh.
Wayno!
And this is just about the
just play
thing
the
to play.
Goddamn song, dude.
The number you please check the number and dial again.
Oh, he disconnected it.
Where's Stan?
All right. So you play through
that. Pissed at Stan.
He's the worst. Oh, because he won't call back?
Yeah.
Do you think this Wayno guy did it? I mean, he looks like a murderer.
I think the red shirt is very interesting. Yeah.
You know, the lie detector thing, he doesn't want to take a lie detector.
That bothers me a lot.
On the other hand,
no better way to get cleared.
Not really. Lie detectors won't clear you.
No, they won't focus on him. If he passes a lie detector, they won't bother. They'll move on.
That guy seems.
But now they're stuck on him while they continue to investigate because they can't.
Pretty
clear
calm
him.
Though. He probably could pass one.
Yeah, maybe.
Although he does snap a little, and he's like, "I'm done. We're done here."
He's got really weird hair.
Those guys are pretty good at putting the heat on people and, you know, getting them to respond. I saw a story on Investigation ID, which is one of my new favorite channels. It's mostly true crime stories. This was so fucked up. This guy lives in Texas. He's like 50 years old. He's gay. He's pretty heavy set. And I guess he frequents prostitutes occasionally because...
We love you, Texas.
Male or female?
Male. Because he's, you know, he's a big dude. So then all of a sudden he meets this guy, Enrique.
Hot.
Who is hot.
Oh.
And he's 25, does a little gay porn. And he's home.
You know who he is, Brandon?
No.
Anyway, he shows nude pictures off of him to friends because Enrique says he's in love with him. They're... I know. Oh, well, a guy did that to me at WAAF. Show me a picture of his wife nude.
Oh.
Just to show me how hot she is.
Yeah, but why is this guy... I guess he could be showing other gay guys.
Yeah, and girls, too.
Why do they care?
I don't know. I think they thought it was cute.
Here's Enrique. I found some video of him.
That's him.
Yep.
Would you run? And he's always in a lot of pictures with this fat gay guy, and he's always smiling. He's got dimples, and oh, he's so cute. Well, there's such a cute couple, even though Enrique's 25 and a gay porn star, and this guy's 50 and a fat fuck. I mean, it's the most ridiculous looking couple ever, possibly. And the guy who's the older guy, who's chubby, but he's a really good guy, and he.
Why is Enrique with him?
Because he loves him. He's fallen in love with him. Allegedly. So, I don't know, it's just, you know, I know it's going to be a bad story. I already know what's going to happen because I just know the station and the programs they put on. But what do you know, the 50-year-old fat gay guy loves his mother, and they're extremely close. I know that's a big surprise. and there's nothing wrong with that. But, hey, you got him, Brandon. You found him. That's Enrique.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah. Oh, David Enrique.
If you search a little further, you'll probably see how hung Enrique is. Not that that's either here nor there.
Sure.
Just saying.
What's his name?
Hung jury. Enrique? Enrique Benz, I think.
B-E-N-Z,
maybe?
Oh, Meza. M-E-Z-A.
Meza, that's it. Okay. So the guy who's so close to mommy dies. He inherits $3 million from mommy. So he's always wanted to buy a condo in Mexico along the peninsula.
Money's no problem for me. I've come into a little nest egg. My mother died.
So he and Enrique go, and they pick out this beautiful condo in Mexico. And he buys Enrique this cute little scooter.
Mm.
Really? It's actually a motorcycle.
Does he look like the guy on the back of the Guinness book?
It's a motorcycle. It's a red motorcycle. It's a darling motorcycle. He buys him a Nissan, giving him all this money, and they go down to Mexico for the closing.
They chase us on the scooter.
They go down to Mexico for the closing, and Enrique's friends, and he has girlfriends and guy friends who all just love him dearly. Sounds like a great guy. Is that Enrique?
Yeah.
Oh, ew. Why is he wearing a jock strap?
And he likes putting his hands behind his head.
Yeah, that's his
move. That's the pose Dahmer liked skinny guys to make, by the way. I don't know why I thought.
Oh, great. Great. So Dahmer's getting hungry if he sees that picture.
And you know who found that out? Jason.
Oh, that's right.
Because Jason sent him pictures like that.
No idea.
To get the ear back from Dahmer. What do you mean?
That's what you're saying.
Anyway. This story's so not funny. Anyway. They go down for the closing in Mexico, and they say, oh, we can't close till tomorrow morning. So they get this really sweet hotel room, and I left out one part. Enrique, whenever he's going to meet fat guy's friends, I wish I could think of his name.
Jake.
Yeah, whenever Jake wants to introduce him to his friends, he's always like, oh, my relative's sick, I got to go. So he doesn't his friends notice that he always seems to have an emergency for some reason. So anyway, they're at the hotel drinking beers and having a nice time and blowing each other, whatever. And Enrique says, "Oh my God, I've got an emergency. I got to go to San Diego." So there he is.
No. Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh!
He's flexing and showing off his wiener.
Ew. It looks, looks photoshopped.
This guy's wiener is, you know, huge, right?
Well, maybe.
Not that big. Look at that picture over there. Gross.
Yeah, he boo-fooed guys, I mean, professionally. So...
I don't want to. All right.
In the middle of the night at this party, you know, at the hotel, the swanky hotel suite.
Yeah.
He says, "Oh, I got an emergency. I got to go." And Paul's really. Is Paul?
Jake.
Jake is all bummed out.
Jake and the family.
Okay, whatever. So he goes to San Diego and then he calls it like 1 a.m. and says, "Oh, my God, I'm broken down by the side of the road." So the next day, the police find the fat guy stabbed 24 times by the side of the road.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. And then Enrique, I think, tries to claim, "Oh, it's crazy. He's dead. Oh, the condo's mine because I'm on the deed."
What?
Yeah, he was on. I think he was on the deed, and also there was some scribbled will, said, you know, "I will Enrique, the guy with the big dick, everything I have if anything happens." And so Enrique actually sends that written will into probate.
Well, come on,
claiming all this guy's shit.
Well, the police have a sign that says, "I did it."
The police become aware that, oh, there's this Enrique guy, and I guess the investigation was a little slow, but eventually they get all the tape of Jake going into Mexico with Enrique following on his scooter on his red motorcycle. He looks so cute. And then leaving leaving Mexico at 1 a.m. and coming back at 3 a.m. when he broke down or whatever, yeah. He quote unquote broke down. And so they start asking him, "Yeah, when did you go into Mexico?" And he says, "Oh, I went in and left the next day," or whatever.
Why would you?
I don't know. He leaves out his.
What did my boyfriend just say?
He leaves out his middle of the night border crossing.
Yeah,
and they keep asking him. He keeps leaving it out. And finally, they're like, "Okay, dude, come on. You're leaving out part of the story for some crazy reason." And so he claims that. I think he claims that they were robbed and somebody stabbed. I mean, so anyway.
Who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
So the story ends up being that Enrique has an 8 months pregnant girlfriend.
Huh?
Yeah. He's hetero. He just boo-foos dudes for money.
Does she know that?
She knows.
Weird.
Yes. She helped. She was at the condo the next day.
She was complicit?
Well, she knew about the murder. Yeah, she did get charged. I think she gave state's evidence and got a lighter sentence. I forgot what. Got a couple years. I know.
Bitch. And how's the kid doing?
She was kind of hot too.
Well, he's hot.
Oh, the baby's great.
Yeah, she is pretty cute.
Yeah, she got a great body too.
Not what I thought. She's not bad.
She
probably has the body of a dude.
No, she's got a nice body.
Whoa, she's got a they look
got
like
some action. Rat. There's the baby. Oh, the baby's so cute. Oh, the baby.
The dog's okay.
She's such a cute mom.
Puppy.
Oh, my God.
What a loving mom.
I like that three-way picture of
Jake
and him and her. Yeah. It looks like they're in the picture together.
Jake would have been a good stepdad, mom, whatever. There's Jake and mom. Left the $3 million.
Looks like a nice guy.
He is a nice. No, he, by all accounts, his friends just loved him. He's a great guy. He just got completely scammed.
Dick.
You know, you hear a lot of stories about this with rich guys and girls, and the same thing happens with rich guys and younger gay guys.
I just can't believe you would deny going, but you know you're on
camera. Oh, I know. I know. He's so stupid. And then he leaves a voicemail that the cops got where he's saying how bad he fucked up and that he wakes up stressed out every day now and he really made a mistake to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that's just him because he's
doing gay porn.
No,
I'm just kidding.
The cops are talking to him a lot, so it's not that he's really upset. He's obviously a sociopath.
Did you see 2020? They had a similar thing where the guy was so busted on camera. The girl that girl disappears in Colorado. She's 8 weeks pregnant, and the boyfriend lives like 2 hours away at college, so she goes to see him. And it's crazy. She disappears. And they catch him driving her car at a Walmart where he parks it, and it stays overnight. Then you see him walking back to it in the morning and goes and withdraws $400 from her bank account and then parks the car. And the whole time he's like, what? I don't know where she went. But while being interviewed by the police, they're like kept asking him, you know, his timeline because they have him on camera dropping the car. And then he finally just goes, man, I want a lawyer if you're going to keep asking me these same questions. You obviously know something.
Like, can you believe that I would think crime would be cut in half just because of the requirement to use your phone and Google to get information. And yeah. Once you do that, it's like, duh. And then throw in security cameras. You can't, and DNA now. DNA
just goes to show none of that is a deterrent. Nothing is really a deterrent if you want to kill somebody.
It doesn't seem to be.
It never is. There's no deterrent if you want to, if you're going to be able to. If you're able to kill somebody, if you have that composition, that makeup, there's going to be nothing to stop you from doing it.
Hey, Brandon, you want to try stand back? I think this is bullshit. If he doesn't answer, we're calling Andy Dick.
Hell no.
Bullshit.
If he doesn't answer, we're going to watch all 33 minutes of Ray Lewis's induction speech.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, learn about some sex trafficking in the NFL.
I couldn't think of anything more tedious than doing that. I'm trying to debate if I hate Ray Lewis more than I hate OJ.
You know, I kind of—it's close.
Except
I think OJ would be more fun to hang around with.
Oh, he'd be a blast. Ray would still hide behind his religion. At least Ray Lewis, though, paid the family that he settled with them. I ain't paying Fred nothing.
What did he pay him?
Goldman's got nothing. Do we know what? It was a settlement. They sued him on behalf of the 4-year-old who was pregnant or. The girl was pregnant when the guy was killed.
I don't even remember reading about that settlement.
I know.
A big story?
Well, it only became big, I think when we were at 105.1, the USA Today or somebody did a story on the survivors when he was retiring because they were making such a big deal about Ray Lewis. This great man was retiring and getting hired by ESPN.
It's just so nauseating. I was stunned that he became this thing on ESPN like he's just the greatest guy and he cares.
He's a murderer.
I know. You sent me that
and story a bad friend
about the media bubble around him and how the Ravens protected him and how this one reporter tried to get response to the family who had been asked, you know, what do you think about Ray Lewis just playing and getting all these laudits? And that was maybe that was the year they won their second Super Bowl or something. And he knew that the media department with the Ravens would say, fuck you, you're not talking to him about that. And he knew if he asked around 30 or 40 other reporters that he would basically ruin any semblance of a press conference. Mm-hmm. So he just privately went up to him and said, Ray, can I talk to you about something? It's something private. And Ray Lewis, upon finding out what it was like, fuck you, get out of the locker room. And then at that point, none of the other Ravens would talk to him.
Yeah.
And the PR department was like, fuck you, get out of this locker room. It's incredible. I wonder, if this happened now, would it be any different? Would they still protect Ray Lewis, or would they drum him out of the league?
Oh, now?
Now.
Post-retirement?
No, if he was, let's say he's in the prime of his career now when those two people died.
He'd be suspended for 4 games without an investigation.
4 games.
Without an investigation, just because we have to do something. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he's found not guilty.
Greg Hardy.
He was found not guilty.
Look at
Greg Hardy.
Yeah, he was able to play afterwards. He was just, then he became a bigger dick and
but
team
it wasn't murder, you know?
I don't know. It's incredible.
Yeah, but we don't know if Ray
Lewis. When you try to compare these things like Urban Meyer, Joe Paterno, Ray Lewis, you look at Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is the greatest guy ever.
He probably would play.
And nobody ever says anything about it.
They elected him into the Hall of Fame. So, yeah, he probably would play.
Screw college football. Screw NFL. Let's get the real league, the CFL. CFL.
Call him up.
Bullshit.
You got to remember, Ray Lewis also got to be real religious, so I think that.
Oh yeah! Oh please, whatever.
Maybe Karen took him out somewhere.
Kid Rock might be over there. raised crowbarring Kid Rock off his wife, or his wife off Kid Rock, I mean.
Hello?
No, is that Stan?
Yes, it is.
Stan, our CFL analyst?
Yes, it is.
All right, it's Detroit calling, the Drew and Mike show.
Yes.
How you been, Stan?
Good. Did you get my message? I called you, your email thing was all full. You got to empty your email.
I know, Stan. I apologize for that. It's very unprofessional of us, especially with analysts calling regularly.
Yeah. I tried getting a hold of you as soon as you called that day.
I know. I'm so disappointed we missed you. But I got to tell you, I'm kind of glad we did miss you because I got to see Manziel play on Friday night.
You got it down there?
It was on ESPN. Mm-hmm.
It was on ESPN, too, so I did get to watch some of the game, and I thought, I wonder what Stan thinks of this performance. I wonder if Stan's watching. I got to believe you were watching the game.
Yeah, I was watching it, yeah. It didn't look too good at the beginning there, but he came on at the end there a little bit.
Okay, so do you think there's hope for Manziel going forward? Because I don't know. I thought he looked really rusty.
Yeah, I think there is.
Really?
I still think you got to give him a chance.
Now, is that Alouette team giving him any protection?
No, not really.
No.
They're a lousy team this year, apparently. They've only won one and seven, the record?
1-6.
Did you like the Manziel trade?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
He can't be a bench warmer.
No, that's true. We're more concerned about the possibility of him returning to the NFL, which seems so unlikely, especially after seeing him play Friday night. But his game will come back to him. I don't know.
I think it will, because he's a scrambling type, and he's got a bigger field now, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that,
a lot.
That field does favor him definitely in the CFL. Of course, that's not the same field we play on.
Yeah.
But
So,
Stan, tell me the outcome of, I think we talked about this, but I just want to refresh my memory, with the deal with the second return for a touchdown and the late flag, I got the feeling that your wife was not really that upset about it, and we were happy with the year of groceries and the tickets.
Yeah.
There's no lingering resentment about that?
No. No, well, we always think about that, eh? It'll always be in the back of your mind.
How would it have changed your life to have $1 million?
Wouldn't have been. I'd be still working. I got to work till I drop.
What?
I'm ready for retirement next year, but my wife keeps asking me, when are you going to retire next year? No, I'm not ready.
Oh, just tell her whenever she stops asking, maybe.
Yeah.
Stop nagging me, and maybe I'll retire.
Yeah. No, I'm not ready. I got no hobbies.
It sounds like there's something.
The CFL. What if you could travel with the Blue Bombers?
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
Well, no. I mean, you could just pay your way.
Come and see you guys one of these times.
Exactly. When Kid Rock's playing.
When Kid Rock's playing, yeah.
Yeah, we'll never hear the end of that.
Yeah.
And neither will you.
Yeah.
Now, if you retired, though, would that be maybe too much togetherness with you and the wife?
No, she'd be still working. She's got 4 years after me.
Oh, well, then hell, retire.
I told her that. She's got to work 4 more years after I retire.
Well, then retire, Stan, and then get a job in 4 years.
She is in the background.
Yeah.
Is she clapping her trap right now?
Yeah. Where's Kid Rock? Kid Rock.
Oh, Lord.
Apparently, one of their associates called here, and it was a private number. We couldn't call him back.
Oh, and she thought it was Kid Rock, possibly?
Yeah, I don't know. They left a message, Kid Rock people here.
What? I don't believe that. That's a prank caller.
That sounds like it could be a prank.
Yeah.
Could be. Now, wait, Stan, I don't get the impression you're a big Kid Rock fan.
Yeah, well, you listen, when they hear the daughter of Kid Rock fans, they got no choice. You got to listen to it.
Okay.
I like some of his music.
You do.
What's your go-to?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
What's your go-to?
I've listened to all these years. The daughter and the son and the wife. You got no choice in the matter.
What kind of music do you like, Stan?
I like the hard rock of 70s, 80s.
Nice.
Now, are you into the Canadian bands?
Not really. Well, any music satisfies me.
Rush?
You know, as long as it's rock and roll.
What about?
I don't like that country stuff.
If you got to take 10 CDs with you or vinyl albums or whatever to a desert island, what albums are you taking with you, Stan?
Probably rock.
just compilations.
I think we've established that you like rock.
His own mixtape.
Is there a specific artist?
Stan, volume 1 through 10.
Would you take?
Yes.
Would you take The Who?
The Who?
The Who?
Yeah, I love The Who.
Okay.
Rush.
Any other bands you want to mention?
Like Rush.
You like Rush? Okay.
Def Leppard.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. What else?
Metallica. Oh, tell her to pipe down.
The Hollies, Long Cool, the Blackcrest.
Oh, the Hollies, the whole album. Wow.
Now, what do you think about Nickelback? Because they're pretty
Nickelback,
big up there.
I like Nickelback, too, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Stan likes everybody. Yeah. I'm trying to think of another big Canadian. What about Neil Young? He's a Canadian guy.
Neil Young, I like Neil Young, yeah.
Yeah.
The Tragically Hip.
Not really.
What? That's really. That's Canadian blasphemy.
Yeah, there's a few songs I like of
okay,
it.
That's better.
What about Bryan Adams?
Bryan Adams, I love him.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot, yeah. Fleetwood Mac.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. She's got a couple good tunes.
What's that boy band?
Justin Bieber.
Headley?
I don't like him.
Yeah, that's
my Headley.
You don't like Bieber?
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Why, because you're more of a Headley fan?
No, I don't like who's that?
Headley. Have you ever heard of Headley?
Headley, yeah.
You like him? Like them?
No, not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a little bit. They got a few problems going
Lover
on.
Boy.
Lover
Boy. Yeah, I love Lover Boy.
Yeah, working for the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the long weekend up here right now.
Wait, what's the long weekend? Why do you have Monday? You got Monday?
Yeah, Monday's a long weekend.
Why? What's Monday?
It's August. It's just called the August long weekend.
What in the Stan household?
Yeah.
Is that a Canadian thing?
Yeah, it's a Canadian thing. Yeah.
Canada.
What's a national holiday?
Yeah.
The first
holiday.
The first Monday in August.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I like that.
Canada. But, we work my job where I work. We work the May long. You get your what do you call it there? Independence Day, May long weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe this is your Labor Day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I like that.
July, May long weekend, we worked at our company, and so we got Friday off, too. So I was off Friday, and I'm off this Monday.
What kind of work are you in, Stan?
I work at a trucking company. We handle chemicals. I'm a shipper receiver there.
Okay.
In a warehouse.
And what about
company, but we store all this chemicals for farmers up here.
And what does your wife do?
She's a worker at A&W at a food court downtown. Oh, okay. And she works weekend, she works at the Chicken Chef, at the restaurant, as a waitress.
Wow, you got her working hard.
Yeah, she only works twice, Tuesday after her job, regular job, but she goes there, and she goes Saturday, 9 to 4.
Huh. Okay. Well, yeah. Stan, this Johnny Manziel thing, I don't know, it got off to a rough start, but it is his first game.
Yeah, but you got to give him a chance.
I know, we'll give him time.
Are you going on September 21st and the Alouettes are in town?
Yeah, when they're here, yeah, we play Hamilton, his old team there next week here, coming this Friday.
Hey, Stan, how come I was looking at the schedule? Why do teams in the CFL play like back to back? So you guys just whipped on the Argonauts two straight weeks.
Yeah, that was the home and home. They have a lot out of home and home. That's the way the league works up here.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of.
I mean, if someone's injured,
they have home and home because there's not that many teams, right?
Yeah. But you think it'd be mixed up a little better?
Yeah, a lot more teams. They wouldn't have those back-to-back games.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. I'm kind of surprised that league survives, but it seems like it does pretty well.
Well, yeah, fans like Stan.
Another team going the east coast of Canada here, Moncton. They're talking about that all this year and all last year. There might be another team coming
Where?
Up in Moncton.
Moncton?
I never heard of Moncton. Is that a big city?
No, not really. No, it's on the east coast there.
Would you ever accept another American team?
It wouldn't bother me.
Yeah. Even though, yeah, Baltimore won that championship right away.
That'd be good for the league.
Yeah, they did. What's that? Baltimore?
Yeah, I think Baltimore won a championship. And there was a Vegas team.
They don't want
Vegas,
to.
Vegas, there's a Vegas team. Yeah, Baltimore.
Now imagine if the CFL turns into the NHL where Canada suddenly can't win the cup anymore.
Oh boy. Yeah.
That was close.
Are you a Jets fan?
Yeah, I'm a Jets fan, yeah. But well, I'm a diehard Leafs fan.
Oh, gross. All right. Later.
NFL, it's the New England Patriots.
All right.
I hear a lot of clap trapping going on. What's happening back there?
Yeah. Tom Brady. They live and die, Tom Brady.
What are you throwing a party over there, Stan?
No.
Hey, Stan, no. I got to ask you another question about Manziel because you are a CFL analyst. Manziel said that, he was off the rails for 2 years, and then he said, you know what, I am a bipolar, I had a mental problem, I'm taking medication, I'm all cured now. Were you buying that line?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I never heard about that line. I never heard of that one.
You didn't hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he's bipolar, and he just needed the medicine to sort of set his mind straight, and that now he's fine, and he's back and focused.
Yeah, Well, I know he weighs back in focus and all that.
But you're not buying that it's the bipolar medicine?
No, I don't think so, no.
Yeah, it sounds like a load of crap to me. A lot of psycho mumbo jumbo, right?
Yeah. And what do you guys think of the CFL when you guys watch it at ESPN?
It's all right. It's different. I mean, it's sometimes it's like watching a high school game.
Yeah. But well, look at the other game there this week. It went down right to the wire.
Yeah. I mean, nobody in America understands what the hell a rouge is, but yeah.
A rouge.
Yeah.
That's when they kick it off of these. Uh-huh. Swivel kick it.
I do like the giant end zone. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was a good game there. The other game there when they came back and they won by 1 point. Did you guys see that game?
I didn't see that game. I was real interested in the Manziel game, but I'm going to try and pay more attention, Stan, now that we have an analyst.
Stan, is there a quarterback controversy in Winnipeg?
Not really, no.
Was there an injury?
There quarterback back there from injuries there. He had an Achilles, partially Achilles tendon tore there, and he's back.
Is that Nichols or Streveler?
Nichols. Trevler was the backup when he was hurt.
He did a pretty admirable job, though. He was a little better. I think he should keep the job.
Yeah. Nichols is our number one guy here.
Hmm.
Stan, what about the Rocket, Raghib Ismail? Was he one of the greatest players in CFL history?
Yes, he was. He's a really good Rocket, Ismail. He played under Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't much when he got to the NFL. I mean, he had a couple decent years. But
what?
I didn't think he was that great when he got to the NFL. The Rocket.
Yeah, Rocket Ismail. I thought he was good. He did the league good.
I think you guys burned him out.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, by the time we got him. Well, either that or he couldn't cut it in the NFL. He didn't play that well in the NFL, did he?
Yeah, he was a little small, eh? The guys in the NFL are huge.
Yeah, but he's a Rocket. Anyway, Stan, it's exciting to get up to date on Johnny Manziel and the latest goings on in the CFL. You tell the wife we wish her the best.
Yeah.
And you have a great long weekend.
Yeah, okay, and I just give Johnny a chance. I think he's gonna do good.
Will do.
Okay, thanks, Stan.
I got your recommendation, Stan.
Okay, thanks for calling, you guys.
Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love Stan.
The only reason he's a CFL analyst is because it's just an excuse to have him on.
Yeah, well, he's the only guy we know that watches the CFL, too.
I love him for agreeing that his wife is always clapping her crop. That's my favorite thing about Stan.
And he knows. It doesn't bother him.
I feel no.
He's fine with it.
She's cool.
Stanley.
It's a great song. I think, I don't think I liked Eminem until I heard this song. And the sports song. Sports song. Well, 8 Mile.
Do you remember?
It is weird that I saw that movie and I glommed onto Eminem. I always had heard his songs, but I don't know. I just, the whole Kill My Wife stuff, it just didn't do much for me. Yeah. I mean, I like the way
creative
he's a great rhymer.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt about that.
Do you remember the Michigan player Craig Rowe?
The name sounds familiar.
A white defensive end. He plays for Winnipeg. I'm just looking at their roster.
Are there many?
Like, I know that name.
I can't picture a lot of Big Ten guys playing in the CFL. There probably are.
A lot of tweeners. Let's see that. Oh, I should look for Vatek guys.
I'm sure there's a few of those.
Have you ever heard of either of those quarterback names?
No. By the way, Michigan and Notre Dame are the game day game.
Yeah.
Pretty cool for the first game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tweeted that out this morning along with
Michigan!
And the Hokies in Florida State are playing 2 days later.
Hey. Are they going to be down there?
Yeah, they are. I think they're going to lose.
I have a little family controversy involving college football.
What?
I don't even know if I should bring it up on here.
Oh, it's that bad?
It's pretty bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a wedding.
Are you serious?
There's a wedding that conflicts.
Oh! Oh! Oh, that now I know you're serious.
Well, the way the conversation went, my cousin.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
My cousin's getting married. I love Melissa. She's great. Funny as hell.
Who's Melissa is?
You've met her before because she's gone to the tailgate. My cousin.
Your cousin. So that's your dad or your mom's?
My mom's.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's getting married.
Well, your mom's sibling's daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she,
yeah,
and they
brother,
live.
They brother's
live,
daughter.
They live near here?
In Toledo. Yep.
Oh. Oh, boy, that's close.
So Julie, we're just talking about things going on Friday, and she goes, I need an open date during the football schedule. That's how Julie works. I need an open date for during the football schedule to do something. And so I said, okay, the bye week. I think the bye week is at the end of October 23rd-ish or something.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, we can do it that weekend. She goes, okay, and then Melissa's wedding is November 3rd. And I went, Well, I'm not going to that. That was my first response. She goes, what? Why? Yeah, you are. I said, that's Michigan and Penn State. It's going to be a night game. I honestly don't know what to do.
Can they move the wedding up?
It became, and I told my dad that. My dad goes, Michigan! My dad goes, well, I'm not going to that wedding. I go, oh boy, I'm turning into him more every day, aren't I? There's no way I can get out of the wedding.
Well, couldn't you just pull up Brandon's wedding and watch it on your phone?
But it's a home game, is what killed. If it was an away game, if it was an away game, would not care one bit. I'd watch it. I'd follow it.
Wait, there's no Michigan fans in that family?
Her fiance is a Michigan fan.
What?
He is, from what I heard.
How could he get married and not on the bye week?
Well, now I know where's the pants in that relationship.
Is he a big? He can't be a big Michigan fan.
Yeah, big enough.
Really?
Yeah. What do I do?
What?
Julie goes, I want to go to that wedding. I said, okay, you can go represent the family.
I think that's a great resolution.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, then she does. She represents. And
somebody might have said,
conquering heroes, hell to Michigan, the leaders and the best,
womp, womp, womp.
Hell to the victors valiant, hell to the conquering heroes, hell to Michigan, the champions of the West.
I'm just praying that either Penn State's really bad so that game doesn't matter, which is unlikely.
Very.
Or that they make it a noon game, which they won't do.
Penn State's quarterback is back, isn't he?
What's his name? Not McGloin, is it?
And it also says here that Penn State prefers to be losing at halftime because at Penn State they like when you're a little behind in the locker room.
By the way, I was thinking of those the other day because we were talking about James Gunn's tweets about...
Yes.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how old do you need to stay away from Penn State?
The only people that joke about pedophilia.
South Park,
who has the balls to joke about everything.
Penn State administrator walks into a bar. Where's that smile? How about this one? Joe Paterno doesn't walk into a police station.
Could South Park debut now and do their thing?
Oh, wow. Probably not.
Is this going
to
pass?
Would you like to go to Neverland Ranch, a Catholic church, or Penn State University? We're having fun here, aren't we? Oh, God. Two Penn State administrators walk into a butt.
God, I heard an interview. I can't remember what it was, but Adam McKay wrote with Will Ferrell, his writing partner guy.
I remember the name.
And they were I'm trying to think of what his one classic movie was. And they asked him, could that get made today? And he just goes, nope. Oh, it was Tropic Thunder. He said, there's no way Tropic Thunder gets made today.
Really? Why?
I think because of the character of
the blackface?
Downey.
Yeah, Downey.
Wow.
Well, plus nobody makes comedies anymore.
How long did Penn State's president get put in prison for, by the way?
Graham Spanier.
And the AD. Didn't they get like 3 years?
That was a long time, yeah.
Can you look it up, Brandon?
Sure.
I'm curious because I'm reading about this guy today who just got nailed molesting a child. He's been in prison for child molestation before. I talked about him earlier. That guy. And I'm going, how is this guy walking free? And I thought, I was thinking about it, I meant to look it up. He was in prison for such a short time. I thought, I bet you the Penn State president's in prison longer than this asshole.
I don't know. He didn't get much time at all.
He didn't, okay.
On June 2nd, 2017, Spanier was sentenced to 2 months jail and 2 months house arrest.
Oh, I thought he got more than that. Did the AD get the same?
He was ordered to pay $7,500. In 200 hours of community service.
Well, he lost his career, too.
Curley and Schultz got plea deals for one misdemeanor count.
But I think Spanier is still appealing. Let's see. On June 26th, his appeal was rejected. Okay.
Well, this, you know, I thought about Penn State and Michigan State when the Urban Meyer thing came up. And it's just amazing to me that in the Penn State and the Michigan State case, that police agencies cleared Nassar and
Zach Smith.
No, the boofooing defensive coordinator. Yeah, Sando.
Oh.
Sando and Nassar both cleared by two police agencies, and yet Penn State, you know, I don't know what they pay.
Shows how hard it is to prosecute that stuff.
It is hard. It's, I mean, molestation and domestic violence.
Molested.
No, they're too. They're so horrible. People don't know what the fuck to do about them.
No. And I understand that, but when somebody comes forward, most of the time, a overwhelming majority of the time, they're telling the truth. Because who would want to do that?
No, I agree. It's just interesting to me that, and I thought his sentence was longer. I was thinking, gee, I wonder if the Penn State president was in the clink longer than this molestation guy who molested a 13-year-old girl. He was in a couple years.
How many kids did he molest?
I don't know. I think it was one case. I mean, one case they had.
How
I mean,
many ski
he
dogs?
Just did it. He just got busted for another. Who knows how many this guy molested in the meantime? Plus, he had multiple other things. He was just a, believe me, he does not belong on the outside.
You're right. It's worse, but this guy, a Spaniard, did kind of look the other way on a major child molester who had tons and tons of kids.
No, I don't want to. I'm not defending him.
No, I know.
I'm just kind of fascinated that these people who aren't police are supposed to be police in a weird way.
Yeah, but you can't enable people.
No, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying it's just interesting how with Penn State, well, I don't know. I didn't want to talk about it. It's so horrible. Sando. I wonder how Sando's doing, by the way. Sando's wife.
He's great.
She knew.
Yeah.
She was in the fucking house. Wow. She didn't go to jail.
Well, he molested his kid, too. His adopted kid, but still.
But she isn't in jail.
I know. Why isn't she?
I don't know. There's so many cases like that. That's why
meanwhile, they killed Paterno.
Believe me. Yeah, they killed Paterno.
Sentenced him to
death. I'm not pulling my hair out over this stuff. I'm just going, if you really, really went after the people who enable these things, you could go after so many. You could spend all day going after people and putting them away in prison.
Maybe they should.
Well, there aren't enough jails and there aren't enough hours to investigate all the people. I mean, people who are related to the victims look the other way.
It's just you would hope, and I'm at the point where I don't think it's ever going to happen, but you would hope that people would eventually go, yeah, we cannot enable these kind of people. Molesters, abusers. But it's going
to
keep going.
I don't think anybody wants it to happen. I just think it's a lot easier.
It's
a lot easier on the outside than when you're on the inside.
Well, it's a lot easier not to say anything.
Yeah, it is. But it's also very easy to judge people who are sort of like in this weird, crazy world where they're like, no, this can't be happening. Is it happening? I don't know if it's happening. I don't want to know if it's happening.
But after Baylor, after Michigan State, after Penn State, isn't that on the forefront?
We're talking about colleges, universities, athletic departments. They're not the most moral operations in the first place.
Lou Simon sat on the board after the Penn State thing happened because of it.
Lou Simon.
And
she's getting a pension. She's making $750,000 this year. She's making $750,000 next year.
I don't think she gets enough of the ire with the whole Nassar case.
I didn't, you know, that's interesting. What's going on? Is she going to jail?
I don't know. She's never been charged.
Why is she off the hook?
What about the gymnastics coach, Kathy Klegis?
I don't think she's off the hook. I don't know. You know, that's interesting. I haven't heard
anything. It's kind of died.
I have not heard anything about that. And they may be really fortunate because, you know, that story, although it comes up because Nassar, did they just assault Nassar?
Yeah, boo-fooed him. Justice.
Was there actually boo-fooed justice? Was he boo-fooed seriously?
It was a scientifically, it was a medically proven, what was the phrase that he fucking would use?
His medically proven technique or whatever?
Yeah.
I
really hope assaulter said that too.
I think the Lou Simons are very fortunate that, and I still don't understand how this happened. That thing got negotiated so fast. I mean, would you have thought that thing would be overpaid up, money raised, money?
This fast? No.
Yeah. I mean, that was, I don't know how the fuck they did that. And I'm sure the lawyers made a ton of money, but
nothing's going to happen to Lou Simon. She testified in front of the Senate,
That gave her immunity?
No. I mean, she had to, you know, because they have to look like they're doing something.
Well, I feel like nothing happened to her. She's still getting her pension, right? Strample's getting his fucking pension.
She's on research leave right now.
What's with this guy, the dean, who gets, you know, nude selfies from students, like 50 selfies. Yeah. And he's being charged, and he's still getting his full retirement.
Selfie.
Something about tenure is really, really fucked up. And by the way, did you see the bitch at Fresno State who said Barbara Bush, she was glad she was dead, and when's her kid going to die? She raised a war criminal. Yeah, she's back. She's bitching. Her name's Farrar, F-A-R-R-A. Or somebody sent me a link. She's bitching because people are taunting her. She's getting shit online, and she's complaining about it.
You can taunt Barbara Bush, but nobody can taunt you. Fucking break.
Yeah, she can dish it out, but she can't take it. She still has her job, by the way.
Of course she does.
She called it, too, right away.
Yeah, she did. That's one of the reasons I thought she wouldn't keep her job. I didn't think this New York Times editorial board chick would be able to keep her job, but she's apparently, New York Times, oh, no, we better, it's fine. She just did something in response to being trolled, so it's not her fault.
The amazing thing I'm surprised about with that case, the New York Times one, is all the shit she tweeted about the New York Times.
Yeah, that's very secondary, actually. I mean, if the New York, that's up
why
to New York.
Why would you hire someone that I has don't shit know. All, I mean, like them hiring Trump. Why would they? Why would
I have
you
no
want to
idea.
Do that?
I have no idea. I thought that was really weird.
Ugh, that's why they're failing.
I don't. It's weird that, like I said before, if you just switch the words around, if you take out white and you put any other color, that person's fired. That's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, no, it is bullshit, and that's why.
And it's a guaranteed fired too.
And you know what? It also is just the thing the New York Times does not need right now is having someone on their board who makes racist comments about white people. It's just stupid. I don't think they want anybody on their board who says anything, who does anything dumb like that. I mean, the New York Times, while people want them to be credible and believe them to be credible, they're getting attacked a lot. And I would think the last thing they would want is
about the whites.
Yeah, now she's being trolled, so it's okay. Wasn't anyone else who said shitty things online being trolled?
Could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Maybe she's the only person being trolled, so
yeah,
we can't really compare it to anyone.
It's Twitter. Shouldn't Twitter just not count for anything?
I don't know. Twitter should just be eliminated. Shouldn't Twitter just go? Shouldn't Twitter just be a news service, really? Wouldn't it be nice if we could just get tweets from...
Well, you could.
Organizations, you just, not people.
You could.
Just get the people out of it.
Yeah.
There's so much fake outrage on there.
It's all fake.
Did you see Lance Bass? He thought he brought the Brady Bunch home, and they blew him out for some giant company that outbid him.
Was he blown out because...
They told him they agreed to the deal.
He wasn't approved for a $1.9 million mortgage.
I don't know. He's on Cameo. He's got major cash coming in.
Oh, guys, just give me another week. I got a few more cameos I got to fulfill, and
I'll be
down payment.
I have been getting more cameos sent to me, just dumb cameos people are finding on Cameo, and people, guess who I found on Cameo? And
who now?
There's lots of porn stars on Cameo too. Yeah. Apparently, the adult
those
people
were. I was looking at them the other day. They're hidden. You gotta go in deep to find them.
How adorable.
Wait, Wes, it's Wes Walker. I thought it was Wes Welker.
I saw another interesting story today that I was just going to mention because I kind of forgot about it.
Look, someone's new on Cameo.
Oh!
Hang on.
I'm so pumped, and I don't even know who it is.
Might have to buy this one.
Yo, what's up? It's Ronnie Watch. Super excited to be here this time of third.
It said
make you guys personalize.
It said Ed Bassmasters, the look at this guy. But he's doing a different character there. That's dumb.
I'm sure you can request one.
$20.
Here's my Cameo. Just look at it. Just look at it.
Oh, man, I got really excited for a second.
Come on, buddy. You can do it.
He's like the only name I recognize from all the new people.
What is that guy
just
up to today?
Just look at him.
Yeah, Cameo,
oh,
that's
man.
It. Just Cameo. Their big pull now is the one you mentioned the other day, Brandon. Tom Felton from the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy because the other three main characters of that.
Massive stars.
Yeah, they're so big. And well, I don't know what the redhead's doing, but I think he got a lot of money, so he's at least not doing
Isabel,
Cameo.
Aaron, my two favorite Slytherins, please get your robes and wands ready.
Ooh, at least he's still playing the role.
Lindsay has told me, Draco Malfoy.
Oh, how stupid.
Put a spell onto you until you accept being her maid of honor.
I'm so embarrassed for everyone.
Please send an owl her way if you'll accept.
What a nerd.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. $175
What?
Yeah. Well, he's...
$175
Pretty well known.
Oh, God.
Here's one from Brandon. Let's see.
Brandon, you're on the cameo?
Yeah.
No, one for
Oh, my God. Do you guys know who Dylan Toomey is? He's so fucking sexy. Oh, my God.
Which porn star is that?
He's so bad. He's
Kid Rock's ex-girlfriend, Jessie Jane.
She's on cameo?
Yeah.
Kid Rock has an ex on cameo?
Yeah.
That's kind of grim.
And he's got an ex's ex on cameo.
Oh, that's right.
Brandon, I'm going to name these people. Tell me if you know them. Mindy Mink?
No.
Shy Love?
Yes.
Brandon, can you play some porn star cameos for me?
Oh, she's pretty hot, Shy Love.
Brandon always has some ass on his screen.
Hi, Frank. Is that what you were missing?
Yeah. She's just in
lingerie. Is this her cameo?
Yeah,
I'm going to keep my eyes on Brandon's screen. There's always something good on there.
This is her in lingerie dancing around for Frank.
Really?
Yeah, for $20.
Who are these other...
Well, that's kind of dumb. You could see her... going down on some guy or being plowed by Frank.
Whoa.
Say something.
Damn.
That's it? That's all she knows how to do. She's got a weird belly button.
It's got like this weird belly button.
Hi, Eric. Are you feeling sad?
$20
Will that make you better?
Ugh, Eric! Right.
What'd she do when she said, will that make you better?
Just showed her, like, squeezed her boobs together. Jillian Jansen, do you know who that is?
Jillian Jansen, I think so. I know PETA Jansen. That's she's
Sophie Magnifique. D.
Sophie D, of course. Duh.
Of course.
We're going to get these porno cameos up there.
Hey, guys. I just signed up to Cameo, and I cannot wait to get all of your little requests. So if you want a custom shout-out video or a name shout-out, birthday shout-out, just hi.
Low job.
Get them in, and I can't wait to do them for you.
Fake. $30
Yeah, Brandon. Could you stuff a zucchini in yourself and say hi to my Uncle Jake?
Do they have a...
Lauren like, Phillips.
From Joey.
Alexis Lynx, Nikki Benz.
Tracy. Nikki Benz, of course.
Stop saying of course.
Do they have like Riley Reid or Mia Malkova? Brandy Love?
Hey, Phil, this is Nikki Benz. I hear you're going through a dry spell and that's not okay.
Poor Phil.
Get out there and get your dick wet immediately.
Brandon, is that you on the Nikki the Rhodes thing?
What's yeah, but while we're name? Talking about porn stars, we might as well
three,
bring...
Three people sent this to me.
Might as well bring up that porn star, is it Lena Rhodes?
Lena Rhodes.
I really haven't heard of her. She is the number one trending porn star on Pornhub right now. I just had to figure
why
that
did, one out. Why'd she get thrown off Instagram?
I'm not sure, but she went to Twitter and made
She's
a video.
She's crying.
She's very upset. This is what happens when you take Instagram away from the porn stars.
Look at this. You're not going
to
believe
it. Someone from Instagram, please get back to me.
Ugh.
About why my account is deleted. I never posted anything on there that showed nipples, nudity,
butthole,
pornography, nothing. I never did any of that.
Her
I don't even use DMs or talk to people.
Her makeup
on there.
Streaming down her face.
Her livelihood, man.
She's having an anxiety attack.
Seriously, having a panic attack. Can someone please respond to me and get back to me about why my account was deleted?
Whoa.
How ridiculous is that?
Oh.
How fucking ridiculous is that? Well, she's on another social media platform complaining about being thrown off Instagram, and she's bawling her eyes out.
The thing that sucks is I feel like I'm invested now. Did she get it back?
I don't think she has.
What? What did she do? Brandon, search, please. Come on, this is your responsibility.
You need to know how to suck some goddamn dick.
I really don't know.
That's
why
her agent. She's got one of the toughest agents in adult films.
Who gives a fuck?
I'll do more. I'll definitely do some show prep on her.
Her agent does have a soft side, though.
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of look, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're going to be some broke bitches.
I just, she's 22 years old, bawling her eyes out. I guess apparently she makes money on Instagram.
Yeah, well, it's her livelihood.
Yeah, she probably does ads.
Yeah.
And I know that she definitely promotes her Fleshlight.
Oh.
Can you believe, by the way, how much fucking money these people with a couple million Instagram followers make?
There's a lot of creeps out there.
What? What? Huh?
There's just a lot of creeps out there. Like Brandon.
I was wondering why you looked at me, why you stood up and looked over the monitor.
I pointed. I know who Alexis Texas is. Do you know
who
that is?
Aren't you kind of wondering, though, if these little Instagram posts, are they really worth that kind of money?
I guess. They must be.
There's speculation on why it was removed.
Why?
It's only speculation that she had a bunch of people reporting her. And I'm not sure if that's individuals who report all porn stars, but...
Oh, wait. That one guy's post is really long.
We need the Scott Baio press conference. Can you back up Channel 4?
Is this the new press conference?
He was supposed to hold a press conference. He's suing, what's her face?
Yeah, Eggert. Which Nicole I thought Eggert. We were done with both these morons.
We were done, but apparently she won't shut up.
Can they just both get on Cameo?
And a child molester almost daily.
The war between Scott Baio and Nicole Eggert is heating up. A fuming Scott Baio held a press conference after filing a police report.
She's got to be on Instagram, Mark.
She's got to be on Cameo.
We checked. She's not.
It's horrible.
What?
So I went to the police because...
We need to DM her about Cameo.
This to end.
Baio also presented evidence that he says will clear his name once and for all.
Oh, really?
After Eggert accused him of sexually abusing her as a minor.
Nobody
cares.
I'm announcing
today that I have taken 5 separate polygraph tests given by 2 highly renowned examiners.
He says the results show he's telling the truth. Baio and Eggert starred together on the 1980s sitcom Charles in Charge.
It's a great use of police resources.
Baio started sexually abusing her when she was 14 years old. He denies those allegations and counters that the former Baywatch star seduced him after she turned 18. The district attorney's office recently refused to file charges against Baio, citing the statute of limitations. Baio told me he's determined to set the record straight.
I don't want to be here. I want to live my life. I don't
need
this in my
life. Go away.
Life.
Why are you having a press
it's
conference?
All false.
Now, concerns about dragon's breath.
Whatever.
Dragon's breath.
I know.
There's no way she knows about Cameo. She must be living such an insulated life, she doesn't even know about Cameo because she's doing bar mitzvahs and birthday parties.
Embarrassing.
I know.
Oh, God.
Almost embarrassing as this.
Thanks. Thanks for showing up, everybody.
You're welcome.
Somebody I worked with a long time ago named Nicole Eggert
started
a campaign to harm not just me, but my entire family.
You should have added, who is now chubby.
Friends, and anyone who opposes her. Nicole Eggert.
Brandon, what are you looking at?
Started this harassment campaign months before she filed a false police report in an attempt to shame me before any evidence was examined.
Okay.
She has failed.
Okay, end of
story. Today
we
are sending out a message about her that I very much hope everyone hears. I'm announcing today that
I
have
taken
5 separate polygraph tests given by 2 highly renowned examiners.
He tested as being truthful when he answered no to each of these questions. Again, 5 separate tests, 2 different examiners.
Why are we worried about Baio and Eggert again? Oh, that's nice.
Is that in her Instagram?
Yeah, that's Twitter. Anything goes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Wait, you can do that on Twitter?
Yeah. Oh, see, you don't hate it so much anymore, do you?
Well, no, I'm just...
You start showing your butthole on Twitter, Drew.
This was the greatest, PR for her ever, just doing that crime. Because, like I said, she shot up to number one. She's the number one searched
Nice natural boobs, too.
I don't even want to see her do... I don't want to see her do porn.
They're so fake.
I want a restraining order against any porn of hers that comes near me.
Baby, have
she
a good day
you.
At work.
She loves you,
I
Drew.
I love you so much. So your titties, and I fucking love you. I'm gonna die because I love you so much.
She's working.
I think this is the decade of skank.
That's her job.
Huh. See, that's what a cameo should be.
That's nice.
Yeah.
A cameo is high class, man.
Gross.
Oh, boy.
What is that?
Wow. Oh. That looks like
it's oil.
Evidence of a gangbang.
Okay, thank God.
Sheesh. All right, I think it's time to go.
Yeah.
We've lowered ourselves to this skank.
Go buy yourself a book and get in the washroom.
God, I mean, oh, gee, Brandon.
What happened?
Is that necessary?
Floss.
She doesn't like that. Stop pretending like you like that, honey.
She apparently doesn't need anybody else. Trudy's back tomorrow. And I think it's going to be a full Trudy week. It's going to be a Trudy four-day week because
it's
like Thomas A. Mazzaway, who, by the way, stayed an hour after the show to watch the movie Chappaquiddick.
I know. Brandon and I were laughing at hearing their comments every once in a while. You were very defensive for his friend. What was his friend's
name?
Joe Goggin. Joe Goggin was a family friend who had to sort out a lot of issues for the Kennedy family. He was the cousin. He had no value.
What was Jim Gaffigan doing in that?
Jim Gaffigan was, he was the other guy that dove for Mary Jo.
Oh, okay.
And was unsuccessful in extricating her from the car. I believe all three of them must have been in shock.
Oh, Paul Markham.
Paul Markham? Guy playing Ted was really good, actually. I don't think we've talked about this movie enough. Or the Kennedys. Isn't it amazing how they stay somehow?
It's really incredible.
Yeah. I mean, talking about
like who's the most famous living Kennedy now? Carolyn?
No, that one that had all that shit on his lips after the State of the Union.
Oh,
Patrick.
Well, Bobby Jr. I mean, he's nailing.
That's right.
What's her name? Cheryl Hines. Yeah. Oh, he's married to her. Of course, he's nailing her. Wow. And he's nailing everybody else too.
He has the diary to prove it.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.